you people. It is a Starship Rokan show with Anna DeVellante. So for another day of broadcast insolence.
Welcome back, Ro. We missed you, man.
Thank you.
We did.
Thank you so much.
Missed you. I was starting to worry you might be dead, and everyone was just lying to me. I'm not kidding. The texters were like, Anna, why do you keep lying to us? You keep saying he's coming back tomorrow. No, he'll be back Monday. No, he'll be back tomorrow. No, I was telling them what I was hearing from you.
Let me tell you what's happening. Let me just tell you what happened.
What had happened was...
So, on Sunday afternoon, I was scheduled to leave Phoenix, Arizona on Sunday afternoon. Very simple concept.
Mm-hmm.
I was there with my high school buddies. Four guys have been going on these golf trips for years and years and years and years, and it was a simple idea.
Sure.
I was going to take the Thursday and the Friday off,
right.
And then
fun.
Have 4 days, you know, buddies just get away and decompress, right? I mean, it's a nice thing. It's a nice luxury to have this time of year.
And good to see the friends from
yeah.
school.
And reconnect with people that, you know, you don't get to see every day.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, these guys all planned it, and I said, I'll just be there. And so we had a flight back Sunday afternoon. 3 o'clock, land at, you know, whatever that is, 8 o'clock, Chicago
right.
time.
It was gorgeous boom, where
done.
You were, too, in Arizona.
Yeah, pretty yeah it turned out to be very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we thought we'd get one last round of golf in on Sunday morning. So
why
we're,
not?
We're at Sunday morning. We're all out there on the course, you know, playing, having fun, watching the Masters results as they're coming in. And all of a sudden, every one of our phones, like text alerts going crazy from the airlines, which is very nice of the airlines.
It is.
To
fans notice.
To tell you, your flight's been canceled. We'll call you when we know how we can get you out.
Don't bother.
Yeah.
It was kind of the inferred thing.
Well, and then
you're like, what? Why?
Two of the guys that were with us are executive platinum guys, you know, like top level of the frequent flyer food chain.
Sure. Mega Miles.
And they called their frequent flyer desk, their executive platinum desk, and were told, your wait time is 2 hours and 56 minutes.
Ugh. For them.
They go, it's 2 hours. They go, no, it's three. That's 3 hours.
Oh.
So at that point, they couldn't get, everybody had to sort of scramble, and then I knew I was not going to be back here on Monday. And then finally, by the time I'd gotten through everything, I was able to get back here yesterday, late afternoon, early evening. So it was like everything was, you know, all was lost.
But you got some extra time in Arizona, a little extra rest.
I did. And I went on a Don Draper Zen retreat. I went to an ashram for one day.
I love that.
I just decided, on Monday, I got nothing. I was like, I'm stuck here. I got nothing to do.
Right.
I'm going to join a cult. So I've got
for
one
day.
I got one day to do it. I've always wanted to do it. I'm going to do it. And so I did it for a day, and I'm back.
Well, it seemed to have worked. You're relaxed, and calm.
Oh, my God. I sat in some sort of a position that they said I could do, and I'm like, I can't do this.
Put your foot over the back of your head, Ro.
I felt three different ligaments snap at one time when I did it. But I was able to, you know, here I am.
You de-pretzelfied yourself.
Yes, and it was it's very fun, and I would just like to thank all the folks from American and then eventually United, because I had to cancel everything on American and go back to United. I guess I'm a United guy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just can't get over, you know, I've tried to be an American guy.
But the whole Chicago roots of it, yeah. You kind of want it. It draws you.
Yeah, it
draws
does.
Me in too, for sure.
It does. And there's something about it. I've always been sort of been, you know, Team United. And they came through when American, and they're lovely. They're lovely folks. They got a big operation here, and God bless them for being here. But just did not, they're not, it was just not the same. It's just not the same experience.
Well, it's nice you didn't go on one of those Twitter rants, because it seems like every weekend there's some sports reporter who's angrily yelling at some airline about not being able to get out of town.
Well,
I think that's thoughtful of you.
Right?
Like, that's going to help them in any way possible.
Well, the PR people are going to call them, and they often do. I'm sorry, Mr. Fabitz. We'll do anything we possibly can to accommodate you. But they don't do that anymore, because everybody does that to them. And they're immune, and there's nothing they could do. There was nothing. See, American got killed because the storm hit here mm-hmm. on Sunday, and also in Dallas. It didn't snow in Dallas, but there were huge tornadoes, and you know, in north central Texas, there was all kinds of trouble.
So you had planes grounded there, planes grounded here.
Yeah.
O'Hare was a nightmare that day. They said over 1,000 flights were canceled.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a big number. You know, an April snowstorm, who would expect that? But it just it shut down things.
It was
crazy place.
It was great happiness, though.
Weren't you kind of happy
to get home?
Oh, you weren't happy to like get an extra day?
Oh, I was very happy to do that too, especially
back
the ashram.
To the golf course.
Yeah, well, I'm about to play a little golf and then an ashram, and then dinner with friends, and then I was good to go.
See, you might have needed it anyway, bro. Yeah. You know.
I got friends.
Extra time.
Turns out wherever I'm stranded in whatever city, I have someone's phone number to call. And that's the most important thing.
And I bet you have a good bar you can go to, like knowing you.
I have bartenders who know me well. And all of the, I mean, I started going to Phoenix when I was 10 years old. I still have bartenders from then that remember me. Oh, I'm good to go.
Well, we're happy you're back.
Yeah, I'm glad to
be back.
Very
happy.
All right. Ben Bradley's going to join us just in a moment here on the CLTV. And we also, we will have some thoughts on the Kim Fox situation. And then the unspeakable is about to happen.
I know. I was floored when I saw this.
Authorities are going to release the Robert Crafty tape. God.
Like the tapes. And even his own lawyers call it pornography.
Yeah.
In court, trying to get it not to be seen.
I happen to agree. This is the only thing I agree with his lawyers. I agree. No one wants to see this thing. I don't care what it is. I mean, literally, this is the best birth control you could possibly put out there. Mm. Show this to the nation, and people go, oh, hell no. No!
No babies born on nine months from this date.
Right, exactly. I'm like, oh, no, don't touch me. Oh, God.
Opposite of the Super Bowl baby.
And you know, this is like the unseen, right? This is the thing you cannot unsee.
Well, that's true.
Once you see it, there are certain things.
Yep. I'm really hoping the pixelated idea is just four giant squares.
Yeah,
that way it's a whole blur.
Exactly.
You can't really see anything. But as hard as his lawyers are fighting, I get the feeling that there are multiple cameras, multiple angles, and you can see everything. That's all I'm saying. Just putting that out there.
Someone's really editing it together. Nice production.
Multiple angles. All right, no, this is the
there
one
were
where
multiple cameras.
All right,
that's what I heard.
We got to put the camera on your forehead for this.
There's a whole production crew in there. I got a lighting crew.
Can we do that one over?
Big mic.
One more time.
No, he cannot do it over. All right, let's check in with Kim. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Mayor Emanuel weighing in on text messages sent by Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox about the Jussie Smollett case.
Prince right there. Make a little change here at the CLTV introduction music.
Nice. Always can use a little extra press.
Yeah, I think we're gonna up the art quotient over at CLTV, well known for its artistic endeavors at all times.
And how?
Here is Ben Bradley, who
Speaking
began his career at CLTV.
Yes.
Did you not?
Way back when, before my voice had changed.
Yeah.
I was on CLTV and desperately trying to look older. I even think I went through a period where I considered wearing fake glasses.
What'd you do? So what else did you do to look older? Did you wear like bigger suits or?
Oh yeah, of course, with the boxy shoulder pads and the trench coat and all of it. And now, you know, we all struggle to look younger, right?
Yes. Right. Yeah. It's weird.
Father time is cruel.
Yeah. Oh, the cruelest.
Yeah.
All right. Let us talk now. Speaking of cruelty, I need to speak with you about Kim Fox. Kim Fox is the state's attorney of the County of Cook, is she not?
She is indeed, and there was this massive document dump, don't make fun of the phrase, 4,000 documents, emails, text messages circulated amongst the executive staff leading up to the Jussie Smollett, not only investigation, but also the decision to drop charges. These documents were released in response to a Freedom of Information Act request from WGN and other media outlets, and we learned a couple of significant things. One, the state's attorney appears to prefer to do her communication with her top folks via text message as opposed to using government email.
Snapchat.
All the cool kids do that,
yeah.
Ben.
DMs.
And the other thing it reveals is, despite her publicly recusing herself from the Jussie Smollett case on February 19th, she repeatedly continued to talk with top prosecutors in her office about the case, even suggesting at several points that the charges against Jussie Smollett were too severe. In a text from March 8th, she wrote, "So, ... I'm recused, but when people accuse us of overcharging cases, 16 counts on a class 4, becomes Exhibit A."
So what about that text message tells us or convinces us that she's actually recused?
Nothing. right? Because if you're recused,
you're not part of it.
You're not part of it. You're not trying to influence the conduct by others in your office. The other thing that we're going to report today at 4 o'clock is that there was at least one other senior person in the state's attorney's office who was concerned about Kim Fox's alleged recusal from this case. The day after she announced it publicly, Alan Spellberg, who's the supervisor of the Criminal Appeals Division of the state's attorney's office, wrote a lengthy four- five-page email to others in the office citing case law, and in it he concludes that while the state's attorney has the complete discretion to recuse herself from any matter, she cannot simply direct someone to act in her stead, to act in her place.
Right.
And she, that's exactly what she did. And
right.
You know what else you can't do is say you recuse yourself and then let everybody who's still involved in the case know how you as the boss feel about the case.
And be on a giant text message with everybody who is handling the
case. Right. It also show, those texts also show, I think, kind of a disrespect for the police superintendent because it's clear that the state's attorney's office waited until the absolute last possible moment to tell police that they would be dropping charges against Jussie Smollett. And in one text message, Kim Fox you know, even responds, "Just got a call from Eddie," smiley face emoji.
Right, and then I think he was happy with what I told him to say because he wanted to be able to handle the media after that swearing in of the new officers at Navy Pier. He was worried about that. I think he was okay with what I had to say. Like, he was okay.
Which clearly he was not. So either, you know, she said something that placated him. That's what she said in the text
messages.
Or
that he was doing that, okay,
yeah.
Okay. Okay, kind of thing that we all do when we're receiving something that's going to make us mad, but we don't. But it's
you need
not,
a minute to process it.
Yes,
but you're on stage in front of 1,000 people.
Eddie also doesn't seem like the kind of guy. He runs at a different temperature.
Yes,
than I think a lot of people at his kind of job.
Right.
You know, he seems to be much more low key, and so as she's telling him this, I could easily say, I don't know him very well, but I've met him a number of times. Mm-hmm. He does seem like the kind of guy that they would go, all right, okay,
right,
all right, yeah. Okay.
He's not
okay.
As boisterous as Rahm Emanuel.
Like, yes. Or Gary McCarthy. Pardon me, for that matter.
Yeah, or you, for sure.
Because, for God's sake, if this woman doesn't lose her job by Friday, I am going to just go completely nuts.
Well,
yep.
Thank you, Captain Picard. Rahm Emanuel was asked about that today, whether Kim Fox should step down, and he said no. He said she was elected and she should serve out her term. He points out the Cook County Inspector General has already embarked on an investigation into all that went on.
I think it'd be best for her to step aside. I mean, we can't. There's nothing they can do unless she gets indicted. And I don't think there's a rule about indicting a sitting state attorney.
Well, as we've seen, you can hold on to the office until conviction.
Right, that's true.
No, let's be
history
clear,
has
though.
Shown.
Nobody is suggesting, I don't think, that she has done anything criminally wrong. What we're talking about is not only the appearance of impropriety or the appearance of undue influence, but also the actual...
How about this? How about the ARDC, which is the Cops for Lawyers here,
yeah.
Right? That's the organization that's responsible for registration and discipline.
Right.
So a lawyer can't keep their ticket if they get, you know, enough infractions from the ARDC or whatever the case is. What about the ARDC going after her?
Right.
for the recusal issue? Because that's a violation of her oath.
Yeah, and there have been a couple of not only prosecutors but police organizations that have blasted her handling of it, saying, no, this was not routine. No, you know, you don't get to recuse yourself in this way. And I think having this document that we uncovered in the pile of 4,000 documents that were released last night, where somebody in her office, a top person in her office, is saying, no, it doesn't work this way, certainly would add fuel to the fire. The other interesting thing from that email is... he references the John Burge case and former state's attorney Dick Devine's attempts to kind of wall himself off from those cases. Back then, he delegated full authority to somebody else in his office, and it was determined that was insufficient to avoid the conflict that applied to the entire office.
Right.
So again, look, this is, in the grand scheme of cases that Chicago police and the state's attorney investigate, this is small ball, right? Nobody was killed.
Right. Sure.
There was no sexual assault. Or,
no.
There are far more serious crimes, but boy, does this tell a lot about how an officer...
No.
There are far more serious crimes, but boy, does this tell a lot about how an office is run and how people conduct
themselves. It speaks to faith in her office, and I think that's the point that she needs to recognize, that people look at this in that way, that they see that there are things here that don't add up, they don't meet the smell test, and that they don't seem to even follow what historically has happened in these cases.
The other concern I have, and I haven't gotten a response yet from the state's attorney's office to this, is how they released all these text messages. It appears as though people just screenshotted text messages from their phones.
So in other words, they were coming out one way or the other.
Well,
I think is what we just learned there.
Well, look, there's a reason why we have freedom of information laws. There is a reason why governments are required to archive emails.
Right.
You can argue that this is this maybe was a government phone this was done on, so, you know, it's okay, and look, we released it, but I'm not sure that we need to be relying on people involved in text streams screenshotting their own words to share them down the road, you know, on a controversial story.
Right. Anyone else look at the washed up celeb text and think that's a little strange? Like, what was she trying to do there? Obviously, he isn't at that time. He was on a hit show. He was about to star on Broadway. Was she trying to downplay who he is?
Yes. She was trying to make it seem like
But that's an advocacy role, isn't it?
Right.
That's taking an advocacy role.
By insulting him. And then she goes, well, I wasn't taking an advocacy role for him because I was insulting him. No, you weren't. You were protecting him. Why was she protecting him? What was at stake for her if she didn't protect him? I want to know an answer to that. And I'm sure that the Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Commission, Committee, whoever the hell they are.
The RDC.
I'm sure they would also have to ask that question. Was there something in it for her to help guide this thing to that kind of a conclusion? I know that she states that this is her political philosophy, that there are bigger fish to fry, and nonviolent criminals, we don't have time for that. We have limited resources. Well, let me tell you something. The Chicago Police Department has limited resources, and because of the heater nature of this case, they spent endless person hours tracking this thing down and proving that this guy hoaxed the thing up and then gets to run around the country, run around the world telling people the Chicago police did me dirt, they lied about me, and now here I am to tell you I'm completely innocent, and they proved it because thank God Kim Fox stood up for me that I'm completely innocent. And that's what he gets to do. And maybe she gets to become an agent I don't think she's going to end up at Ari Emanuel's place, but she'll end up somewhere. UTA is hiring. She can go out there. Go be an agent, Ms. Fox. Go enjoy the rest of your civilian life. You do not enjoy the support or the trust of the people underneath you or the people of Cook County. Get out. Thank you.
I'm just impressed.
Tom Skilling's got the weather coming up.
Oh, my God.
I'm just impressed you said person hours instead of man hours.
Yeah.
That was big.
He's really come a long way, hasn't he?
I mean, really.
Really a long way.
I gotta go.
All righty.
I gotta go.
Get him his pills, Anna.
All right. On it.
Kim, you want to do the news?
I'll do it.
Con Show with Anna DeBlantis. We have a legal analyst. We have so many things we have to discuss.
Yes.
With Mike Monica, I wanted to start by discussing the Robert Kraft tape coming out. But before we get to that, if I just may, because it's CLTV, and CLTV, you can only show so much, and we can't show the Kraft tape because no one wants to see that. Nobody wants to see that.
Even pixelated.
Yeah.
Still.
I didn't like the idea of
it.
But before we get to that, there's two breaking legal stories. And I want to get your thoughts on those very quickly. First of all, the Kim Fox one, as we've been talking about. You've got CBS and Channel 9 both now reporting that there's more to this that is developing out of the office. An email from a supervisor of the Criminal Appeals Division to the State Attorney's Office pointed out case law to explain that Fox could not appoint someone to take her place once recusing. So she was aware of...
Yeah.
He's taking another...
Somebody important.
Oh, Michael Cohen's on the other line. We got to go. That happened to me last week when I was talking to Mike.
Tell Michael Cohen to hold on.
Yeah, hold on, Michael.
We're more important than him.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so...
So Kim Fox, I was in that case for a little while, so I probably shouldn't talk too much about it other than to say that it's interesting reading the Tribune story about it today.
I know you can't talk about the details of the case, but the details of the recusal.
The so-called recusal.
Yeah, I mean, that's
apparently,
something for
apparently was not a recusal.
Yeah, and that's not right.
I don't know. I've never heard of a what expression that she used to refer to it as just sort of a colloquial recusal, whatever that means. So she's asked for a Cook County inspector to investigate the case. This is not a good thing for her.
Explain to us what a real recusal would be.
Under a recusal, if you say you're recusing yourself, not unlike the way Sessions recused himself from the special counsel investigation, you cannot comment. You cannot. It's like the expression of a Chinese wall. You cannot comment about it. You can't talk about it. You can't be involved in meetings about it. You can't do anything relating to it if it's a real recusal.
So you wouldn't be on a joint text message with all the attorneys handling it, telling them your thoughts, trying to influence their decision-making.
Right. That's exactly right. If it's a real recusal. I don't understand the term of a colloquial recusal. I've never heard that expression.
Yeah, colloquial recusal. Yeah.
Well,
apparently it wasn't one.
You could do that, bro.
Yes, I was in that play. It's a farce of manners.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the question.
Yes.
Next case, Your Honor.
I was disappointed you referred to my former client as a washed-up actor. That was unfortunate.
But I read that the other way. I read that she was advocating for him by trying to downplay who he was. You know, who cares?
Oh,
who cares who he is? We're
true.
Overcharging him. He's a nobody.
You don't know who he is.
You guys don't
You're
even know.
You're white. You don't know who he is. You don't watch Empire. That's exactly what she's saying.
Yeah,
I know what she's
doing. While she was being...
I have no comment on that.
Well, while she was...
Let the record reflect.
Yes, I understand.
But while she was being influenced by Tina Chen, who is friends of the family, and someone who she knows also. I mean, that's... The backstory.
No comment.
Gosh, this is going nowhere.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Just now announced that the Attorney General at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow, the U.S. Attorney General William Barr is going to have a press conference. Not just put out the full Mueller report or a redacted Mueller report, whatever it happens to be. He is going to hold a press conference and take questions from the media along with the deputy attorney general, Mr. Rosenstein, where we'll finally find out how he pronounces his last name.
Rosenstein.
I want to ask...
Is it not Rosenstein?
I guess,
but
everybody else calls him Rosenstein. Here's the question.
Yes.
What? It's Frankenstein. What... What kind of lunacy is that for him to take? He doesn't have to do that. What is he doing that for?
Well, that's a good question. He's fairly glib at answering questions. He does not really say much when he's answering these questions. We've seen that in at least two congressional hearings. But it just strikes me that he's going to have a hard time explaining his 4-page summary of the 400-page Mueller report, and it makes no sense to me that Mueller would have said there was absolutely no evidence. If this is true, it appears that this is what Barr said, that they found no evidence of a collusion with the Russians, which that can't be true. Just the meeting in the Trump Tower itself is evidence of collusion with the Russians.
Colloquial collusion.
That's it.
Right? Because collusion is not a term of art.
I mean,
that's what it is. And I think that that's the issue, is that we keep saying collusion because that's the word the president likes to use. It's conspiracy to defraud the United States. And maybe they decided that they couldn't charge the president up with that. But the question, why they didn't charge Junior with it?
Somebody, whoever, the campaign manager was at the meeting.
Yeah.
The meeting was supposed to be about dirt on Hillary, produced by the Russians. The campaign manager, Manafort, was at the meeting along with Jared and Donald Jr.
Right.
They didn't call the FBI. Not only did they not call the FBI, they were happy to have the meeting.
Right.
That's what doesn't make sense. That alone is evidence, it seems to me, that there was something going on with the Russians.
Your client, Michael Cohen, I don't know if you can comment on this, but I'll just throw it at you and then tell me if you can. Your client, Michael Cohen, says he's got, you know, a million pages or whatever it is of additional information that they've handed over. Have they handed that over to the authorities?
The authorities had it. This is what that is. That is the... It's a copy of all the documents that Judge Jones, who was the special master appointed by the district court judge in New York, to review all of the documents that Mr. Cohen had in his possession that were seized by the government. So all those documents were seized by the FBI pursuant to the search warrant. Then Judge Jones reviewed them all to determine if there were any attorney-client privilege documents, which apparently she found certain of them were attorney-client privilege, because Mr. Cohen was a lawyer and had clients like the president and other folks. And so that was the issue. Was there were there any documents that could be deemed to be attorney-client privilege, and therefore there was what they call a difference between the lawyers who had all of the documents and what they call the taint team looked at everything, and then Judge Jones decided which they were able to use, which they weren't able to use, and then the taint team turned over those which were able to use to the Southern District of New York in the prosecution of Mr. Cohen and whoever else they're going to prosecute.
Speaking of that, Michael.
So the government had everything.
Yeah, okay. And the taint team, of course, is extra for Robert Kraft. And let me ask you about Robert Kraft.
Great segue.
Oh, my God. That's an unfortunate use of that term, bro.
Yes. Here comes the question that we all have. Also, special master, that's extra too. Here is something I need to know.
What's
Robert Kraft, the video is going to come out. Why must the video come out of this?
The Boston Globe is seeking to have it come out.
Oh, God.
And the prosecutors want it to come out.
Oh,
this is
God.
So funny.
Why?
It's funny. Kraft's lawyers are using the argument that the government and the state normally uses to protect evidence from being made public. They're saying that there is this is evidence from a criminal investigative information. Therefore, it is not able to be produced publicly. The state is saying no. You can we're not we have no problem with publicizing it. And well, the other thing that Kraft's lawyers are saying, they're saying that the policeman who wrote the report, the warrant that got the warrant, that policeman claims that there was human trafficking at the spa. In other words, that some of the people who worked at the spa
were like slaves.
They're being held against their will. Their passports taken, et cetera.
Exactly.
Brought there on false premises.
Right. And now since the prosecutor in Florida is saying, no, that we found no evidence of human trafficking. Now, since they're saying that, then Kraft's lawyers are saying, therefore, the warrant that this fellow Sharp, the policeman, wrote, has to have been false. There has to have been false statements in that warrant if he's claiming that there was human trafficking, and it turns out there was no human trafficking.
Okay, but he's still got a hand, and that's the thing. That's the question.
Oh my God!
Is that here? We're on the CLTV. We can get away with this. I'm not sure we can. The question really becomes: is this now about jamming up Robert Kraft for not cooperating and just, you know, like a lot of the other people in this, just...
Yeah, this is a funny situation, because apparently the prosecutor offered Mr. Kraft a resolution that did not convict him. He would not have to plead guilty. He's charged now with two misdemeanors for hiring a prostitute, but they offered him a deal that would not require him to plead guilty, but would require him to make a statement of admission that he did certain things. And then today, which Mr. Kraft has not accepted, but today he's then saying that he's sorry for what he did. So he's not saying what he did, but he's saying he's sorry for whatever he did do.
Because now, because they're only putting this video tape, they don't have to do this, do they? Do they have to release the tape?
No, they,
given especially the
state
doesn't have to release.
It's
evidence.
They have to release it some in Chicago. The Chicago Tribune and the other newspapers have good lawyers who are often able to go to court and get evidence against my client's public, which I'm always objecting to.
Yes,
right.
I know, Mike.
Right.
You know, but here in Florida, the prosecutors want to publicize it, and the Boston Globe wants it publicized. The only ones who don't want to publicize are the manager and the owner of the spa and Mr. Kraft.
Right. Well, my favorite argument from his lawyers was, "It's pornography, Your Honor. We can't release it."
You're just admitted to it.
That is funny.
Yes, and
that was funny.
And also, the owners don't want it released because it shows that the pictures on the website are very different than the pictures inside. The actual facility. You know, the rooms aren't that nice.
Well, you know what's interesting? Why did Kraft turn down that deal? Possibly he's worried more about the discipline that's going to come from the NFL and Goodell. Maybe that's why he turned down
that
deal. Oh, my
God. I would give everything that is sacred to me for Roger Goodell, for their tape of Roger Goodell.
Well, Goodell's good at hiding tapes, isn't he?
What?
Don't you remember
Goodell's
the rice?
Not on tape for crying out loud. He's married to a...
No.
Hiding tapes.
Hiding tapes.
For players who may or may not have beaten their wives unconscious.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty
well,
good.
That's possible.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, the guy decides he's going... And there's no human trafficking involved here. So now I feel completely free to make fun of this situation. I would like to get...
Like you ever... hesitated before.
I am asking for relief from the court to make fun of this situation.
He was looking for relief. Had to get in there. So.
It is an interesting situation. But if Kraft admits that he did something wrong, then Goodell could find him discipline him. And I don't know what that would mean. Does it mean he's going to take away the team? I doubt that. I can't imagine that's going to happen. I don't think the other owners would vote for that.
No, because of the other 29 owners or 31 owners or whatever it is, you're like, oh, God.
Yeah,
God, did you ever go to Orchids of Asia?
Could happen to anybody.
Yeah, no, I went to the one.
A simple mistake.
I went to the
he
one in Fort Worth.
And it turned out to be a happy ending. Who knew?
Maybe they'll make him just sit out a few games so he and his girlfriend could go to Mar-a-Lago or something.
I don't think his girlfriend's going to hang around for this. I mean...
Oh, please. Are you kidding
me? You think
me?
She didn't know that... I don't know.
Better her than me?
Better
Ming Fu Hulu than me?
She is a girlfriend. I'm sure she is not just with Mr. Kraft because he's a billionaire. I'm sure that's such a case.
Yeah. You know, Mike once said that to me, too.
Yeah.
Although the word B was not, the billionaire was not used. Yeah. All right.
It's all great fun. I'm glad you're having so much fun over there today.
I'm sorry.
I'm here trying to do some work.
So is Ming Fu Lulu.
Yeah, and then especially with you, and I'm dragging you into commenting on your own cases.
Trying to get me in trouble.
Yeah. All right. Goodbye.
Go say hi to Michael Cohn for us.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I shall. Bye, Anna. Yeah. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye, Mike. Apparently, they have three videos. There's two separate sexual acts, two different times. Then the third video captures him paying for it.
Oh, and, God.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the transaction at the end? No, you got to put card in with chip. Put chip in. No
swipe. Paying cash.
No swipe. That part. Hold on. I've got it right here. Well, I don't know why he sounds like Trump, but to me, he does.
Kind of looks like that patrician kind of guy.
Or he's pulling out the wad, right? The roll. Or he's, I'm on my way to Kansas City. We've got a big game today. Hold on. And he's licking his thumb, and then he's like, pulling off a couple hundreds.
With the solid gold bill clip.
How much for this? What is it? Well, he's tanning. He's literally tanning while he's standing there. He's one of those guys.
Oh,
I can't wait to see the camera angles.
Oh, God.
It's like those high-tech ones they have, like, the ones that fly over the field during
Kevin,
football
you're gonna
games.
Kevin, you're going to need to delete your browser history again.
You're going to delete your history.
Operative word.
Hey, period. Your entire memory you're going to have to delete. You will not unsee this. You will not unsee this.
So the FBI apparently said they pulled off a phony suspicious package thing, and then they got everybody out of the spa, and they installed all the cameras. That's how they did it. But they installed quite a few.
Ming Fu Lulu found a suspicious package as well.
Hey.
Had to get in there.
All right, now the CLTV has pulled away to their commercial break. We're going to be able to
wait. We can unleash hell.
Yes. So here we go.
Welcome to Orchids of Asia Spa, Mr. Kraft. Our regular Ming Fu Hulu is out today.
No excuses. You make it happen.
Well, I assure you, sir, my hands are just as good as hers.
Nothing's perfect.
Well, Mr. Kraft, did you try Happy Ending Spa? A few miles down, they seem to have a good massage program as well.
Same kind of situation.
Well, Miss Boo Hulu could not make it today because her hands were cramped from your two-hour visit yesterday.
It's unfortunate. They have a tough job.
We also have a special today as well, Mr. Kraft. A laser treatment for all our special areas you love.
But I'll tell you, I just hear the word laser, and I think of Tommy and his eyes.
Okay, Mr. Kraft, just lay down.
Do your best.
How does that feel?
No, make that stop.
Sounded like he enjoyed it.
This is why we can't see the video, because that was bad enough. I mean, that made me throw up.
In your mouth. Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
You know, Ming Fu Hulu did that, too. I don't know. After a while, maybe you're like a surgeon. You're just used to it. I don't know.
Let's get a look at the goal line cam here for the ball got over the goal line.
Oh, God.
Camera 7, bring it in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder how many cameras
now
they
have.
Now
let's do a slow fade to camera 2.
Chris, the helmet cam. Who's got the helmet cam?
Let's get a rack focus in there.
Wait, the helmet cam keeps moving. Stop the helmet cam from moving.
What's the hand doing in the helmet cam?
Moving back and forth.
Tell her to move her hand. She's blocking the helmet cam.
Oh, my God.
It's gone dark. The helmet cam has gone dark.
Oh, please make this stop. Oh, God.
No one needs to see that video.
No, I'm sorry. You know, Kraft is a total jag for just not, doing what he should have done here. Right? I mean, all Robert Kraft had to do was, you know, take the misdemeanor, pay the fine, move on. And then none of this would have come out.
Well,
they could have asked for it to be sealed. They could have asked for it to be sealed.
Get the Jussie Smollett deal.
Yeah. I mean, but I know he pleads guilty, though, and you could do that. You can have the evidence sealed on a guilty plea. Not the way they did it at Cook County. He really needed Kim Fox. He should call Kim Fox and see if he can help out.
Can we change the venue to Cook County?
Do you know Ming Fu Hulu? Anyway, there's a possibility here that the whole thing could have gone away. And instead, and maybe he takes a 2-3 game suspension or whatever from Goodell. So what? You know, or 6 games.
It's spend it at a spa instead of the game.
He's fine. He's good to go. I mean, he can, and so it goes home and he watches it on his 200-inch TV.
Right.
Watches what? Just the film from the
only thing that's 200 inches in this store.
Watches what?
Anyway, so, I mean, it's just, I mean, come on.
These are images.
This is so easy to solve.
It's not easy to solve because he's going with the not guilty and he's got his fancy lawyers and they're just worried about the videotape.
And they're
going
to drop the videotape now. And I'm going to tell you right now. This is going to be bad. Robert Kraft, the first line of his obituary is, Robert Kraft once seen in a South Florida massage parlor being sexually satisfied, died today.
Oh, God.
Oh, gee.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
This is how you will be remembered.
Right.
Not all those Super Bowls.
Right. Mr. Kraft also owned the New England Patriots and won 1,800 Super Bowls.
Oversaw one of the best dynasties in sports history.
Robert Kraft was 106. Oh, God. Is that really him? What is that from?
What is
that noise from?
Did someone get the video already?
That was from an interview? He made that noise in an interview? Do you have the raw noise?
Oh, my gosh. Will there be audio on the video that may be released?
Oh, is there audio? I'm assuming there's audio.
I don't know.
Well, because he's got,
don't have
because his defense could be, wait, stop. I don't want that. Wait, stop. Hold on. Am I handcuffed?
That's true. They might have to include the audio, which would just be even more horrifying.
Oh, God. The feds had it bugged, too, to find out, because they were trying to figure out the human trafficking piece.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, my God. I throw up in my mouth.
Ugh, you don't want to think about it.
No. It's like when you don't want to think about your parents having sex. You know, your mind slams shut, right? when you think about that?
I really hope no one is eating.
This is like your grandfather having sex, but even worse, with, you know, I mean, just imagine grandpa paying for it in a massage parlor.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
I'm sorry, day spa.
In a strip mall. Mm-hmm.
I feel kind of hungry. I really am telling you something. I feel hungry. There's Thai food next door.
There's a Panda.
Panda Express. Now, if you want, I mean, that's the thing. You go to the restaurant, whatever the restaurant is in the strip mall, that's where the human trafficking is going. Right?
Something.
I mean, that's, oh, my God. Oh. Oh. All right.
Cut away from the helmet, Cam.
I wonder if they'll show some mercy when they release it, or do they have to just release the
whole
thing?
That's extra, too.
Once it's been
yeah. All right, can we do this? Can Kim, you know, and I know, have you noticed how Kim has also created Chinese Wall, to use Mike Monaco's term of art, around the news department from this conversation? And I'm telling you that the WGN management appreciates that, because what we're doing is wrong.
Trust
no, I
me,
said it.
A lot
That's
of
good
things
enough.
Floating in my head, but yeah. I'm not saying it.
All right, take it away. It's our turn.
Yep.
And I'm disgusted by what's already happened on this program.
Mm-hmm. I think many people would be. There's some disgusting news in the news today.
I'm pretty sure I just saw Kevin leave to go take a shower.
There is a shower.
Oh, he's back. He's back.
Yeah, there is a shower here, which I will never use. I used it once when I was dressed as the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, you had to get the green makeup out of green, your eyebrows and everything.
And I used it once, and I thought, uh-oh. See, a shower at a radio station is a really bad idea.
But this is beautiful and modern. I mean,
yeah, but there are some towels that have been hanging there for months.
Ew.
See,
they say Blue Orchid Day Spa on them.
Oh. I'm just, oh my God, Kim from outside, from downtown. oh man, a radio station is unlike any other, broadcast facility in that it is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay.
And people take advantage of that. That there's no one here, like late at night.
Couches turn into beds.
Yeah, there's crazy things that happen at radio stations at night, and people are always trying to, and it's sort of like, it's just, you just don't want to know. And television stations less so. It's like theaters, the same thing that happens, like, you know, like after the show's over and God knows how many hours later, there's still people hanging out in the dressing rooms of the theaters. It's like, so the fact that we have a shower here is just encouraging that. That is creating an more opportunities of things that aren't locked, but will lock. Oh, God.
Oh.
Someone's in the area. Sure, we're going to take a shower at the station. Got a great shower up on 18.
Yeah. I don't like any of it.
Tom, I'm sorry, your virgin ears should not hear these things.
You know, I've apparently missed the excitement. I'm coming in on this late.
Yeah. Don't worry.
So it surrounds the shower there, huh?
Yeah, it's just the idea of, you know, things happen at radio stations, Tom. I don't know if you remember this from your radio days.
Oh, yes.
People do things late at night.
Yeah.
That's where Creepy DJ came from, is like the overnight guy. Who's like, you know, he comes in with his briefcase, with a bottle of whiskey, handcuffs, and a revolver, and headphones.
Right.
And callers overnight, he invites them down to the radio station while he's playing. You know, if he puts on Inagata DeVita anything from, you know, side four of Quadrophenia, something like that.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, it's like, it gives him 22 minutes
time
to do whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
He only needs two, but he takes the other 20. Because now here, you can take a shower. It's the wrong thing, people!
Yes.
Well, I think it's for people who bike to work and they want to just shower off.
Yeah.
That may be what they... That,
That's
they
the
be,
new version what, of Creepy DJ days the, of what it is today.
But the millennial architects of this place are like, you know, it'd be very good because people are biking to work, so this gives them an opportunity to get out of their biking gear and to shower and to be presentable for the workday.
Yeah.
But this is a radio station, man. This is like that would be fine if this were an accounting firm. This is a radio station. There is some crazy stuff that goes on. Still to this day. I know, I see, and I and you know, if people listen to this right now on this own radio station, you know I'm talking about you.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, you hear this? You know that the overnight DJ, especially if he's playing it out of format, if he's playing this on a top 40 station, you know what he's doing. He's either got to go to the bathroom real bad, or he's got caller number 9 in the studio with him.
Yeah.
And don't go near the shower if this is playing.
Or in this day and age, you may be running down the block to the Starbucks. You know, you gotta get a cup of coffee or something.
Very few people in the radio industry didn't try at one point, either succeed or try to be in the copulation situation in the radio station.
Wow.
All right. Listen, that's not why we called, Tom. First of all, I want to thank you. I was going to call you yesterday on the air, but I was indisposed. It was in the air.
Yeah, by the way, it's nice to have you back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to call you.
I know Anna has missed you.
So, I have. I told him.
Although we loved having Richard here and Chef Graham yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But thank you for saying that. I know you don't mean it, but here's the thing.
I do.
I was going to call you on Monday. During the show, because I got stuck because of the storm.
Yeah.
Right. And I thought, well, I can't get back to Chicago, and I was going to call, I was going to start yelling at you.
Yeah. Where were you?
I was in Phoenix.
Oh.
And then I realized it was such a beautiful day in Phoenix.
Yeah.
It was like 80 degrees, gentle wind.
Perfect.
But like maybe a few dotted clouds in the sky.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I can't get mad at Tom anymore about this.
No.
I want to call thank you.
I worked it out that way.
Yeah.
You know?
What you could have done, though, is just bring that draft of air up north earlier, like kind of over the weekend.
I'm surprised Roe didn't lasso the thing and tie it to the plane and drag it up here.
Right.
But he didn't have to because Mother Nature took care of it all
by that's true.
Itself or herself or himself, whatever gender you attach to nature.
That
you should call it Mother Nature, I guess.
It is a gender-neutral term. Oh my gosh.
Are we really at this point in our life where we have to... I can't really identify a gender for nature necessarily. It's binary. You know what?
You were saying it's person not... hours earlier instead of man hours.
That's true, though. It's person hours. There are men and women working on that, on that case.
Yeah.
The weather is non-binary. All right? That's all I'm going to say.
Well, we struggle here at Action Weather to be very open-minded and to address all of our audience. You know?
You should hold that sign at the Pride Parade this year, Ro, because we all are going to be out there. Weather is non-binary. Let's get on the same page. It's not Mother Nature.
It's cis weather non-binary is what it is. All right, we got important things to discuss here.
I know.
Yes.
First of all, I just want to have one weather question, and then we'll move on to the rest of the funny things that are happening in the world. The Friday forecast is like a early March forecast, and this is all like this time of year right now, right?
Well, you know, we're talking 54. It's gotten better than it was. It'll be windy and cool, but 54.
Okay, it's been in the 40s before, so it's coming up a little bit.
It's come up a little bit, and I'll tell you the reason is the wind will be blowing paralleling the shoreline instead of coming on shore. So there may be some cooling right on the beaches and right on our lake shore, but much of the area will have dropped to the low and mid-50s, which is better than what we were predicting earlier.
Good.
So that's good. But it will be fairly cloudy, brisk, and not nearly as lovely as it is today. By the way, this is the warmest day in over 6 months here, since way back on October
the 10th. Beautiful
day. Warmest day of the year. We're up to 75, and we're still working on that, so maybe we'll tack another degree or two onto that. So it's very, very nice.
It is.
Yeah, we're turning a corner here.
It feels like it.
Yeah.
It feels awfully good, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so that's going to be, and then the weekend's going to be beautiful, right?
Yeah.
For people who are.
Lovely. It'd be sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy and lovely and warm on Easter. So
that's nice.
No complaints.
I like when Easter's nice and everybody can wear like seersucker to their church or their brunch.
Better than getting rained on.
Well, you know, last year Easter produced a 35 degree high. So this year we're talking 71. It'll be 40 degrees warmer this year than last Easter. So that's good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm doing? Sean and I and his godson is coming into town, and his grandmother are going down to Father Flager's service at St. Sabina.
Oh. Are you attending? Are you going with them?
Yeah, we're going down there, and we attended the Easter service a couple years ago, and it's beautiful. I'll tell you, and everybody.
Boy, he puts. I know you're not supposed to say it like this, but he puts on a show.
Oh,
Amazing. Yeah. In terms of the sermon, it is something.
You're dancing, you're singing, you're just feeling motivated.
He's amazing. He really is. I've always admired him. And he's extraordinary. And the parishioners there are welcoming and extraordinary, too. You know, the last time we were there, it was when Chirac was coming up, the filming, and Spike Lee was there, along with John and his sister, who were in there. John Cusack and his sister.
Oh, yeah.
So it was funny. We didn't know they were going to be there, and I thought, oh, this is interesting. And at the time, we didn't know, we hadn't heard about the movie Chirac coming up, so we wasn't quite sure what was going on, but we figured there was something in the works. But it was just marvelous. The music, the whole presentation, and of course Father Flager, to listen to a sermon by him is just absolutely amazing. It really is. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're doing this weekend. That's on the agenda.
And is that so? It's Easter Sunday. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you guys brunch after that? What do you do?
No, well, you know, we'll probably go out and grab something after that. Maybe that's a good idea. I don't think we planned that far ahead. They're coming in from Florida, so...
So I know the God thing's real important on Easter, but the brunch is always... You know what?
Brunch is important.
Let's not underestimate the importance of the brunch.
Brunch takes a lot of planning, too, because Easter Sunday, you can't get in.
Right. No, that's true.
Well, you're Tom Skilling, you get in.
No, I don't... But you know what? Thank goodness Sean works these things out and thinks ahead, because heaven knows if you depended on me to do it, you'd be in big trouble.
Yes. So that's... Well, good.
As with so many things, but... Excellent. Yeah. And so when did you get in from Phoenix?
Late last night.
Ah.
Yeah. It was 2 days. I mean, it was... I had to... The airline that I took down there initially was unable to return me for 2 days. Then they gave me my money back. And then I went on another airline that only could get me in yesterday.
Now, wait a minute. You're a rogue con. You mean to tell me somebody told you they can't get you back here?
Yeah, you know, let me just tell you how far that rogue con thing gets me.
No.
Let me just tell you that right now.
I can't believe that. That's amazing.
It was really funny. Uh-huh. This is a funny, like, kind of moment like that I had yesterday. So I'm on the plane, I'm sitting there, and there, you know, and there's people boarding, and a woman looks at me, and she mouths, "I love you."
What?
"I love you." Oh. And I said, "Oh, thank you. I've listened to you every day, and I watch you on television.
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, and I'm like, and she was trying to be quiet about it. I go, "Oh, thank you so much. It's very nice." Uh-huh. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, the people in front of me turn around, you know, like we're all sitting there, turn around, like, looking, like,
who
is
that?
Back there? And then another woman walks by and says, "That's Rokan." And there's like, and so then everybody turns back around, and then the people in front of me start having a conversation about who is he?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Very
and the husband and the husband's like, "I don't know."
Yeah.
And that's there's like a whole thing. Is he famous? "I don't know. I've never seen him before." And it was like this whole thing. It's like, and I wanted
and you can hear it.
Yeah, and I can hear
all of it.
And at that point you want to shrink and hide somewhere in the seat. You know, Phil Donahue years ago always said the most embarrassing moments were when he'd be walking down the street and you know, husband and wife were coming up and the wife would say, "Oh, look, honey, who this is." To her husband, and he clearly didn't know who it was, and he would say, "Now, who exactly are you?" And you know, Donahue said you didn't want to come off saying, "Oh, I'm Phil Donahue," and because you sound
there's no good answer.
There is no good answer.
Yeah,
what is the answer?
It's I just
say thank you, and it's, you know, and if people go, "Who are you?" I go, "Nobody," because trust me, if you don't know who I am, I am nobody. So I don't care. All I want to do is get home now. Although it was lovely weather in Phoenix, and I got an extra day of sun, and it was kind of fun, but. But it's like, but you know, you're missing work.
Oh,
I keep
you
thinking,
feel guilty about
yeah,
it.
And like, know? What else is going on here? And
you
what,
feel like you're playing hooky or something,
right?
Like that, you know, I know.
And I get this look when I called the boss, and I'm like, hey, right. I can't yeah. make it. Oh,
right.
sure you can.
Right,
right.
yeah, I know. That's yeah.
It's not like I'm doing hurricane relief in Puerto Rico,
no.
and I'm like, and they're like, oh, you know, I need an extra day because the flight couldn't get out because everybody's got parasitic dysentery. You know, it's yeah. you don't get to say that.
Well, that's it. When you're in a place that is gorgeous, and most people would die to get down there, you know, and so it sounds like you're cooking up something.
Right.
You know?
I have to yeah. stay another day yeah. in paradise.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. I know. Well,
Phoenix is so Chicago, though. It is unbelievable how many Chicagoans are down there.
Totally. Yeah. And how many Chicago restaurants have moved satellites down there because of all the Chicagoans. You know, you yep. see the pizza places and everything.
So did you check your bed before you went to bed to make sure there weren't scorpions in there or your shoes?
I have another story. Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So Sunday, I'm playing golf. It's a high school buddies going out for a trip.
Uh-huh.
And so we're, you know, this is the end of the trip, we thought, until we got the text while we're on this golf course that all of our flights have been canceled. But we're going out, and we have like a plan, you know, to get to the airport. We have the whole thing. Everything is like, you know, set up in the truck that we had rented.
Sure.
And we're on the first tee, and the starter comes out. And, you know, they tell you the rules of the golf club. Right, they go.
Okay.
You know, it's cart path only for the carts on 2, 6, and 9.
Okay,
and you're gonna and remember now, if you local rules, you know, you lose a ball, you get a free drop because we have a snake problem.
yeah,
and that was the moment where all of a sudden you're like,
rattlesnakes.
Oh yeah,
and the guy goes, yeah. and the guy was a little bit more. A little more cousin cooter than he was, but how I just described it. Well, now you got cart path only. And then if the ball goes out in the wasteland, don't go after the ball.
Yeah, right.
Because we got snakes.
Especially if you hear rattling going on.
Well, yeah. and then
too late.
And then, of course, I'm the one who goes, snakes?
Yeah, I know.
So, he goes, yeah, now these are diamondback rattlers.
Yeah, yeah. Delightful. Bill came back with pictures of a hike he took.
Who the hell would do something like that?
And I said, have you ever encountered? He said, I've never encountered a snake. So,
well, here's the thing the guy told us. Mm-hmm. He goes, now, even if you could see your ball and you see nothing but sand between you and your ball,
yeah.
don't go into it. Because diamondback rattler, it has an ability to camouflage itself in your sand.
Jeez.
And if you step on it, it will strike you.
Oh,
and I
that's
go,
too much risk.
And then what do I say?
Yeah.
Am I going to die?
No.
And he goes, oh, no, you won't die fast. Your blood will clot.
Yeah.
You might get a stroke or something like that.
Yeah.
Chances are you're going to die a slow, painful death.
Oh, how lovely.
Sort of like, oh, my God. Can I get my money back?
I had a news director when I worked in Jacksonville. He came in, he says, he had one of these mellifluous deep voices. He says, I ran into some problems this morning. He says, he lived on the coast south of Jacksonville by St. Augustine. And he said, my dog was out there barking this morning up a storm. And the little pups, I guess the dog had given birth to pups. So, he went out to hear what all the ruckus was about because all these little dogs were barking, and they found a nest of rattlesnakes in his yard. So here are these little baby rattlesnakes, and they're as deadly, I guess, as the big ones.
Yeah.
And the mother snake was coming across A1A, headed to find out what was going on with her young. And I, you know, that'd be the last time I would ever feel safe going out in bare feet.
Yeah.
Even in Florida, you know,
right.
just, yeah.
Oh.
No way.
Just, oh. And I was wearing shorty shorts. I was wearing the golf shorty shorts.
It's warm.
Yeah.
Flip flops. Yeah. And so the whole time I'm out there, I'm totally paranoid. I get out of the cart, I'm looking down, and then I had a moment where I had these, you know, my ball was like right there. It was like right there.
And you couldn't.
And I'm thinking,
no
I gotta
way.
Go get it. I did, though.
You did?
I did, because I just bought these balls and they're fun colors. I like colored balls.
Jeez.
And it's extra. And so I had to go and I got it, and I like ran back out it was like I was in fourth grade, screaming the whole time. And I thought if you make noise when you're going in
there, you'll scare
so
them
I
off.
So I screamed like Agador Spartacus as I was going in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turn around and I run back away. And I'm like, I'm a man, don't worry about it. But I hit a ball into like a bush out in the middle of the waste area.
Yeah.
And I saw the ground move.
Ooh.
And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
That's it. All right.
That
we're
one's
going.
Gone.
Yeah, forget
gone
about
home.
It. Forget
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, did you hear that story about 2 weeks ago? The cable TV went out in this guy's house, and he went underneath the house to figure out, see if there was some. He found like a dozen rattlesnakes.
Hundreds of snakes, I think, there were underneath there, yeah.
How would you not hear them rattling or something?
Well, maybe they were calm. Maybe they thought, this guy's a dope, we'll eat him. Don't worry, you don't have to alert anybody.
I'm sorry. That would be the moment at which I moved out of that property and never went back. You know?
This story still freaks me out. I remember the pictures they showed.
Yeah.
It was really gross.
The rattlesnake. Oh, God.
Yeah, there's nothing worse.
I always heard these stories in Florida after hurricanes hit, that people would go to use the toilet and there'd be water moccasins in there because there'd been flooding and all.
Oh my God.
In their toilet.
In. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh.
So I'll tell you, so much for Sunbelt living, you know.
Yeah, I mean, for all the things people claim are so great about all of that. I mean, yeah, we had a freak April snowstorm here and everything. It's, you know, and that can have its own dangers. And I know I had a dear friend pass away this year from shoveling snow. You know how you always talk about that?
I know. Yeah. And this snow was like that this week.
Yeah. Yeah. And so this, not this week, but in January, he passed away.
I have a dear friend's father who passed away of that, too.
That's terrible.
It's a crazy thing. But at least you have a sense of, you know, your own, you know, sort of, you know, you're giving yourself a chance there to make a decision. These things, these critters, as you pointed out, they got scorpions in Arizona.
I know.
They got the rattlesnakes.
I know. And in Florida, you had the alligators crawling out of the you know, the lagoons.
And the bugs are like a foot long.
Look at that kid. Remember the child that was eaten down at Disney World or something?
Oh,
like
gosh. I had just been to that exact resort at Disney, you know, a few months before.
Yeah.
And that was so crazy. It just, that there was that pool. It was Disneyland. Everything's perfect. It was just not what you'd expect.
I know.
No, it's not good. I always give him a rough time.
He says it's nice most of the year, and it sure beats going up and watching a glacier melt in Alaska. And so that's how he gets back at me. You know.
Although you get up there, a bear's going to eat you. See,
that's
one thing about an alligator. Hey. I mean, crocodiles are scary. When you see a crocodile, a big crocodile in the wild, you're like, you understand, you know, why it has survived for billions of years.
Wow, it's true.
Right. Yeah, time of the dinosaurs.
Yeah, they look that's not an alligator. Alligators are like puppies compared to crocodiles. But alligators, you know, they're very dangerous if you're small enough.
Yeah.
Right? But, you know, for like human-sized adults, I mean, they'll run you off and stuff, and they can try to go bite you. But I think alligator attacks are less of a danger than crocodile attacks, first of all. And if you're not in the water, but you see them, and they're on golf courses all over the place in Florida.
Yeah.
And people, and they just say, whatever, just go buy them.
What are they doing? Going into water to water because there's food in there?
Yeah. And then they just hang out in the water. And then you get, like, I've gone up. We had a 10-footer on this course I used to play that kind of got a nickname that down in Florida. And there was, and it's like a, and they, and I was dumb. I admit it. I know people listening to this right now, there's probably some zoologist is going to call me and tell me I'm a moron, but I don't need you to tell me, doctor, that. I have plenty of other people to tell me I'm a moron. But no one really cared about that thing. But until one day, I saw the thing get up on its legs and run across the fairway.
Jeez.
To run to the other side. I don't know
and
what it was
fast.
Doing. Oh, they're super fast.
Because
I think they kind of lumber and they sort of slink around the ground.
They look sleepy.
And you're like, I could outrun this thing if I had to. Like,
yeah, it's slow. Tiny little legs.
Yeah. But when they get up and they go, they're like the size of a dog when they get up, like a big-sized dog.
With a lot more teeth.
Yeah. And they can move. So then I had to change my whole mind about the whole, you know, how close you can get to an alligator when you're, you know, hitting your ball.
Yeah. Well, you know, I went over to Australia for this wedding, we were on a beach. The friends took us down to the beach, the people who were hosting us, and they said, we walked over the dunes onto these gorgeous beaches, and they said, be careful of the seagrass blowing in here, because they've got some of the world's most poisonous snakes populate the seagrass on the edge of the beach. Well, so much for the beautiful beach. I mean, I never looked at it the same way again.
Well, the snakes in Florida, South Florida, and in the Keys, they've got coral snakes.
Ooh.
Now, a coral snake bite will kill you.
Ooh.
That's unlike a rattlesnake bite, which you're going to get super sick and the anti-venom is bad. It's unlikely to kill you, just as Scooter,
he pointed that
my
out.
Starter, explained to me.
Don't worry.
You're probably not going to die immediately, but you remember this the rest of your life if you can remember anything after stroking out from the blood clot. But the coral snake, I mean, that's one of the more, that's in this hemisphere, and well, in North America, that's the most venomous snake.
Yeah.
And it's like, you do not want to screw around with that.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
By the way, that guy, that voice, that sounds like the guy, when I went out to Hoover Dam, we had took the tour, you know, of the dam. And the guy who came out sounded just like that. He walked out and he says, I'm your dam guide. And he says, you came through the dam museum and the dam parking lot to the dam auditorium here for the Hoover Dam. And we were all laughing, but he sounded just like that.
Yeah.
So no nonsense. You knew who you're dealing with there.
Yeah.
Those are people, there's a Thanksgiving. If with an extended family, there's always one guy there who tells the most disastrous stories. You know that Thelma died of cancer last year.
Yeah.
It started to eat her brain, but she lived for another 9 years, not being able to see out of her left eye.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, God.
Why do we have to say this?
Yeah, Uncle Stan, can you please not tell the stories?
And then they're long stories and you can't cut them off. It's like, oh, gosh.
I know.
Goes on.
All right, you got to go do. You have to do something real now, Tom.
Well,
just playing on the internet.
Yeah, time to get on the computer here and get some graphics going.
Yes.
Do you know when I first came to work, when we went on the satellite, I started here at WGN, and I remember John Coleman saying, you know, when you work at WGN, it's going on the satellite. It'll be all over the place. So I remember the first day on the air, the phone rings in the office. It was after a couple of months here. And this voice on the internet says, Dude, I'm a surfer out in L.A., and he says, I love your weather shows. He says, I love your graphics, dude. He said, I watched them. Your graphics. And so he said he liked the graphics that we were doing rather than the ones he was getting from the local stations.
There you go.
But he watched on the satellite feed.
Kenny Mountain or whatever those guys. All those guys in Southern California have made up last names. Like they're DJs. They got the weather guys. There's like John Sunshine and Kenny Mountainhead. Yeah. And
but they do have that strange accent. You're right, Tom. The graphics.
It was like that California girl. I always call it California girl type accent.
The Valley girl kind of thing.
Yeah, Valley girl. That's it. Yeah, but exactly, just like that. And I laughed. I thought, isn't that something?
A world away.
Yeah. So I'm going to get going on my graphics.
You get going on your graphics.
Make some good graphics for us, Tom.
Yeah, I know. So, guys, good to talk to you.
Thank you, Mr. Hand.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Welcome back, Ro.
Thank you, Tom.
Good to talk to you, Anna.
You too, Tom.
Bye-bye, guys.
All right, let's talk now with Kim. What's going on in the news? A Ro Khan show with Anna Blanche. Have they released the Robert Kraft video yet?
Haven't seen it.
Kevin, you're in charge of the Robert Kraft video if it comes out. The authorities in South Florida now in their negotiations with Robert Kraft to get him to plead guilty to something is going to release the video because they say, well, it's been FOIA'd and we're going to give it up. So that's going to be it. I hope
you guys
enjoy
it. Not protected because there's no sort of police investigative things to protect or any other reason.
There's no. It turns out there's not. It was not a human trafficking situation.
Right.
These were though paid, they were volunteering to be there to be paid.
Simply a rub and tug situation.
Yeah. Simply, these are professionals.
Yeah. What if they release the Robert Kraft video at the same time the Mueller report drops? I wonder where the attention will go.
To the video? Well, America's priority.
Oh,
sex
my
sells, Anna.
God, that's a perfect thing for Trump. It's like Robert Kraft helps him out by getting the video out.
It's all coming together.
Bobby, you're going to have to take one for the team. We're going to make sure the DOJ releases the videotape the exact moment that the Attorney General is having his press conference. Oh, my God. What if that does happen? It probably will. It's already almost 6 o'clock on the East Coast. So, and they haven't released it. So I would imagine that tomorrow at 9:30, when Bob Barr gets up to, Bill Barr, whatever his name is, gets up to do his interview. Mm-hmm. He's going to do a press conference. The Attorney General is going to have a press conference tomorrow to hand over the Mueller redacted version of the Mueller report.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you're going to do what? You're going to take questions? He can do that while the Kraft video is popping up on everybody's phone.
Sir, have you seen the Bobby Kay special yet?
Just casually have a TV in the background running the news, showing the video. Oh, nothing to see here. Let me tell you about this report.
This just in.
Can you comment on the Arkansas Agent spot of the Bobby Kay special? Reporters just screaming questions
from
the
back of the... Forget about the Mueller report.
Forget it.
How much did that cost him?
I still don't understand how his lawyers can argue in court that this would be releasing pornography, Your Honor. That's why it shouldn't be released. Aren't they admitting that he was involved in a sex act that he later paid for?
Well, it's not child pornography. As a matter of fact, it's the exact opposite of child pornography.
It's pornography is what his lawyer is saying.
Yes, but still, I mean, it's...
Doesn't that mean that it involves a sex act?
Pornography is... Yes, it does. Correct.
So you're admitting that your client did a sex act, right?
That
isn't
is
that what you're admitting?
That is correct, District Attorney.
So what is it? But, why would you use that?
Yes, but I guess, but it just is... That's the least of their problems.
The biggest problem is they don't want that video because no one will be able to unsee that video ever. Imagine, how can he ever do anything in public again without ever thinking about it? It's just
well, people get over it eventually, but
years.
Now Mrs. Kraft, Mrs. K. What is her?
Well, she's not married because remember he was a widow, and then he was been with this woman for a couple of years. I guess what 2-3 years, something like that.
And is she a Brazilian supermodel too?
She's a very attractive woman, but much younger. But has a baby. They don't talk about it being his. But
I'm sure he doesn't want to talk about that either. I'm sure his lawyers have talked to her lawyers about whose baby that is. But yeah.
But she shows up, she was there for the victories. She'd been there for the playoffs. She's very public. She's out there next to him. They take the screen, like when they go to the box and everything, sometimes she's there. But then also, afterwards, during the celebrations, you see her.
Oh, no. I was just thinking that maybe he's refused to take a paternity test, and now there's DNA evidence somewhere in the government's hands, pardon the expression. Oh, man. Oh, mm-hmm. This whole thing. It's just wrong.
It is wrong. It is wrong. I mean, just... To think, even if it's pixelated or whatever.
I stipulate. Yeah, let's just all as a nation, as a culture, as a society, let's just stipulate to the fact that he did this. Fine.
He paid
for a happy ending in a massage parlor. Fine.
Twice.
Fine. Probably more than
hours.
That. Okay. Fine.
The night
probably
before.
A hell of a lot
morning
more than
right.
That.
There are a lot worse crimes one can commit, and this was not a human trafficking situation. So it just is what it is.
Okay, so go
Fine.
Ahead and defend Robert Kraft. I mean, you could be one. You could add to his legal team. I get it. It's embarrassing above all else, and it's embarrassing for the NFL. And you wonder how they'll treat this because the pressure will be on to do something about it.
Okay, so let's...
I don't have my hopes high on that one.
No, I know. Right, right.
Although Goodell's gone after the Patriots hard in the past.
That's true.
I mean, Brady got, what,
four-game suspension. And he still went on to win the Super Bowl with the greatest comeback in all of sports, overtime win. Remember that?
Yeah, but the commissioner technically works for all the owners in the NFL. So,
yeah,
I mean,
but you know that
slap on the wrist.
We
here,
have a wait a second.
Fine.
Hold on. But Bob Kraft, is hated by a lot of the other owners.
You think so?
Because he wins a lot.
Aren't they all kind of crafty like that?
I think a guy like that, they probably hate. Because he wins all the time, and they're jealous and mad at him, and they
he wears cool shoes.
Well, he's doing that thing, which is really once you're over the age of 7. What is he?
77.
77. Oh God.
Yeah.
So he's 77, and he's wearing Justin Bieber's outfit. It's sort of all right, dude. I get it. You want to recapture your youth, and he's fun sized too. We're gonna find out exactly how fun sized he is in about an hour. But it's a thing. It's like he's like an archetype. He's a he's a diminutive 77-year-old billionaire with at least enough of his original hair. Maybe it's been surgically replaced, but it's still his hair on his head. And he's deciding he's going to dress like a 14-year-old, which is exactly what Larry King did.
did.
Right? That's, I mean,
except the suspenders were sort of old school, but the rest of it, yeah, he had then, the sneaks. And,
right. When Larry would go out, he'd dress like his 10-year-old. Remember when Larry had a 10-year-old? Yeah. Now think about that. Just think about that. Remember he married, like, this girl? Larry married this, for his, like, 8th wife.
Mm-hmm.
He married this young woman.
Oh, gosh, I can picture her.
So attractive blonde. And, yeah. And the whole thing is like, what does she see in him? And, you know. And now he's like, now Larry's a Russian spy, right? Wasn't he working for, like, Russian television and doing RT. Infomercials?
Yeah, RT. He was big on that. You'd even see him in the cabs at one point when they had bought some of the cabs. Sean, was that her name? Sean something?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a child at 75.
Are they still married?
I don't know about that. I haven't heard from Larry King that much, but let me see. Wife?
He does infomercials now. Hello, I'm Larry King for Vladimir Putin.
He should do his own TV show, 75 years old. 75 with a baby. I could just
He's 85
it.
Now.
Page wow. Six has him, in, you know, from New York. Is that the New York Post? They have him in a miserable marriage that all of the family wants him out of. But he's been with her for 20 years.
I'm sure she wants out of it, too. It's a miserable marriage. Hello.
Yeah. They have a fake lovey-dovey public image is what the Post. Trust the Post.
Well, that never.
The details.
What?
Well, who doesn't? But what is the... What?
He's 83.
God.
Or no, he'd be 85 now. This was written 2 years ago.
All right. And he and Sean are... Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's nice. His son is 60 now, and that's his youngest. He does. He does have kids that are like 60. I think.
Does he? Yeah. He still kind of has youngish kids, too, though. Like, I think teenagers.
Well, he has the one son who was... And remember, when Larry was... Larry pre-recorded. Do you remember this story, which I absolutely love? So, when he worked out of L.A., right, to do Larry King Tonight or Live or whatever the thing was called. And he pre-recorded an interview, and he came home to find his wife in bed with the kid's baseball coach that Larry had paid for, because Larry wanted a baseball coach for his son, because, like, from the time he could, like, was 4 years old on, they wanted, and then all of a sudden there's a baseball coach. Now, the baseball coach was fully clothed and actually doing accounting work, because it took Larry that much time to get up the stairs once they figured out that Larry was coming in the front door. But she did not. That stair lift, you know, is not as fast as it looks like on television.
It really doesn't even look fast there, but it turns out super
kick
slow.
Your ass when
oh,
get up
crap!
There.
Larry's home!
Don't worry, we have 7.5 minutes. Eighth wife, Sean, by the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think he married one twice, though. I think he's got one of those. I think he double doinked in one of those.
Okay.
I think he's one of those guys that did that. But he's got the baseball coach up there. Now but they stayed together after that. They were able to work it out.
Apparently so.
Great coach. You don't want to disrupt that team. They had a lot of promise that year. We don't need any drama, right, Larry? In the middle of a championship window.
So his kids are, he's got, so a 21-year-old, that must be the baseball kid. And then a 22-year-old. I don't remember. Is it? They're both sons. Maybe he had both of them on the baseball team. Make one of them a lefty. And then I think the coach stayed as the coach too, really weird.
It worked out nicely for everyone. Yeah, he's got a 21-year-old. Yeah, and 22-year-old Chance and Cannon, both sons.
Cannon King?
As in like a boom cannon.
Cannon King. Yeah, he wanted him to be. They wanted to be baseball players. I love the Brooklyn Dodgers.
It's not the...
Oh, my God. Oh, uh-oh. What? All right, now we've stepped in it. This is that. Remember I told the story about stepping in it early in my career?
Yeah.
Chance King, the son, was drafted by the White Sox in 2017.
Oh, I remember that story. I remember that.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we did.
So the baseball coach worked out.
No wonder they didn't break up with the baseball coach.
You shouldn't be stooping my wife, but I'll say this. You're a hell of a baseball coach. And if you can get Chance into the big leagues, you can continue to have whatever that is you have with her.
So they drafted both the kids. I remember this. They drafted Cannon and Chance.
The White Sox did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. 38th round and the 39th round.
In are they still
2017?
In?
That's where they just start drafting people who are like, you know, distant family members of team executives and things like that.
Oh, God. Jerry Reinsdorf, hello.
He tweeted about it. One of the greatest thrills of my life, seeing my son Chance being picked by the White Sox. 39th round. Draft 2017. So baseball coach did well, guys. It's a good thing that's kept going.
That's right. So that, I guess it's all worth it for Larry, because really at 85, what do you care? And, I mean, it's sort of like, you know, your wife was, you know, getting it on with the coach, the baseball and tennis coach, or whatever it is. It's like, what do you care? He got the kids drafted in major leagues. Fine, good enough. All right.
Highly successful.
All right. Let's, okay. I don't know what else to say about this. Are they still in the organization?
I doubt.
Or were they like drafted and then released immediately?
Basically.
You remember?
I'll look into it, but I remember this story because we did it on the show. It was like what, 2 years ago? And I remember Roe did the, like a whole thing.
Oh, the story about the
the guys getting drafted.
Right. And about the, about Larry taking an hour to get up the stairs.
Yeah.
To find his wife in the arms of the, and that's what the wife's saying. Listen, don't worry about it. Coach, don't worry about it. We have an hour. All right. Oh, God. Okay. Well, let's check in now and find out. Is there anything on the roadways that's important, Lauren?
You gave it up, right?
I did.
They didn't cancel you. You canceled them.
You're not aware of this?
No, I'm asking you.
You think I got canceled? Are you under the impression that I got canceled?
Have I hurt you, Jerry?
I thought that was pretty well documented.
Don't
this
most
is a,
shows
is this
go
still
down.
CNN?
Don't most shows go down a little?
Most people do also.
You,
but, yeah, no, I went off the air. I was the number one show on television, Larry.
You were.
Do you know who I am?
Jewish guy, Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay.
75 million viewers last episode.
Wait. Don't take it so bad.
Well, that's a big difference between being canceled and being number one.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll be right back.
Jeez.
That really happened.
Oh, that... and it's not the only time with Larry. There's so many. He kind of said in interviews, like, he liked to be the guy that didn't do research on the guest because he wanted to ask the question an average person would ask. And sometimes just bit him.
In other words, he was lazy. That's what he's admitting to.
Right. He interviewed Paris Hilton, too, and it was super awkward because he had no idea. He just knew she was an attractive woman. He had no idea what she was about or who she was. And I know that's hard to figure out in and of itself, but he just really also did this, kind of just stepped into it.
Oh, my God.
But Seinfeld?
Let's check in now with Kim Gordon. She's got the WGN News. What's going on? With Anna DeBlantis.
Yes. Welcome back again, Ro.
On the interwebs. Thank you so much. It was nice to be away. Nice to be back.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're about to head into a weather cycle later. It's my favorite time of the year because it's still all ahead of us. And by the time we get to June 1st, I start to think, oh, my God, summer's almost over.
It's true. You start like, oh, no, we got to do it. But it's a good kind of... it's a good way to think in some ways because it makes you get out and enjoy all the amazing things that this city has to offer in the spring and summer. There is so much to do.
That's true.
And I do have that thing where I don't want to miss out on some of that. All those festivals I know that are so fun, just all the markets, you know, like the farmers markets that sprout up everywhere is such a fun part of summer.
The release of sex tapes.
Really success tapes in the Mueller report.
Oh, God.
It's that time of year.
Oh, God. All right, wait, hold on.
It's always good, one good one every
year. Yeah, do you have fear of missing out on that, Anna?
No. No. No.
Could have a viewing party, a show outing.
All right, let's play. Can we go back to... Can you play your produced piece here for us? Oh, dear. Listen to this.
Welcome to Orchids of Asia Spa, Mr. Kraft. Our regular Ming Fu Hulu is out today.
No excuses. You make it happen.
Well, I assure you, sir, my hands are just as good as hers.
Nothing's perfect.
Well, Mr. Kraft, did you try Happy Ending Spa? A few miles down, they seem to have a good massage program as well.
Same kind of situation.
Well, Miss Fu Hulu could not make it today because her hands were cramped from your two-hour visit yesterday.
It's unfortunate. Oh, they have a tough job.
We also have a special today as well, Mr. Kraft. A laser treatment for all our special areas you love.
But I'll tell you, I just hear the word laser, and I think of Tommy and his eyes.
Okay, Mr. Kraft, just lay down.
Do your best.
How does that feel?
Oh, God. I don't know. All right, so I asked this question earlier, and unfortunately I'm going to get the answer now. Where did we get that sound of Robert Kraft? I mean, I know that the rest of it is from some...
Like, because we figured out it really is Rob...
Some interview that Kraft. He did with a network that shall not be named, so they can't sue us for using it. But they, all right, so, but where, but that sound, what
Why
is,
would
the,
he make
what is
that
the context
sound?
Of that
it's just
sound?
An old man noise, you know?
Sort of I do growling. That when I sit down sometimes. You sometimes hear that at Wrigley Field at the trough,
right.
You know, next to a guy, older guy.
Minutes.
Yeah, older guy's got, clearly has BPH or whatever that thing is.
Praying to God he gets a few dribbles out.
Yeah. Wait, so, we have the full sentence context? All right, here we go.
Let's
hear that. Was this laser pointed at Tom Brady, and it's not the first time this happened. So what can be done to stop this? Because it's potentially dangerous.
Well, it doesn't happen when you come to Fox Pro, so, but I'll tell you, I just need the word laser. I think of Tommy and his eyes.
Tommy in his eyes. Oh, my God.
So this actually happened right after one of his visits to the Orchids of Asia spot. Because remember during the AFC Championship game, all of a sudden, somebody was shining a laser on Brady during a play. Trying to distract him.
Oh, God. Oh.
Ever in his lifetime, do you think he thought that noise would come back to haunt him? His lawyers submitted a 32-page letter to try to ban the videotape. See, we're all on the same side on this one.
Yeah.
Except the judge, the prosecutors, and the police are saying, nope, no problem.
The judge right now is the only guy between us and the video. Because he's the one, he's like, hold on. Let's reevaluate.
All right, I'm going to have to see the video. God, I don't want to see the video.
Yeah. Please, judge.
He's really trying to uphold his public service. He's like, oh, man, you can't do this to everybody.
No, you can't. No, because it's going to get
public health crisis.
Right. This doesn't. Well, all right. Just all. You know, see, right. If Robert Kraft has a hair on his keister, and we would know if we saw the video, he will just go, all right, yeah. Yeah, I did it. Yeah. What do you want?
I was stressed. AFC Championship game.
Sure. I paid a few bucks for a massage, and it got a little out of hand. Twice. Or maybe more, I don't know.
Or maybe it got in hand, you know.
I don't know.
Thank you.
What, you think that's what he should do? Just come out and say that?
Yeah.
Say what?
Just come out and say, not that. Just come out right. I don't want to. Oh, God. Just come out and say, listen, I can't. All right. Okay. All right. You got me. It was bad. I'll pay. What do you want? I want a fine. I got a fine. I'll pay $50,000 to some sort of chiropractic school for people who've got wrist problems. I don't know. What do you think?
But that's what he's doing. He's a billionaire. He hires the best attorneys, the Mike Monacos of the Florida area. And then he just goes and he knows that they're like, don't worry about it. We're going to figure it out. We'll get a not guilty plea. So you don't even have to admit that you did it. And then, you know, you have to pay a fine and do some community service and it'll all go away. We've heard of that before. But instead, there's this darn videotape. If only they didn't have the videotape.
Don't worry. We'll figure it out.
Let's review the play.
Can you imagine?
It, no.
What's going to happen there?
A closer look at the everywhere. Helmet cam here.
All right. Now in super slow-mo, we're going to find that this may be the moment of decision. There has got to be that you know that thing like what is that that NBC thing they do for Sunday Night Football where they're able to like zoom in in a way that you think they can't actually zoom in.
Right.
Now if you look here, personal interference is just so obvious.
And then they have like a 360 view on it. It's really cool.
That is illegal use of the hands right there. Is literally what that is.
The kind of coming out the swing vision cam.
Yeah,
Peter, what are you seeing?
Right, exactly.
Here?
Swing vision. Right, obviously we're going around the room. We have a 180 degree vision of this around the room.
We've brought on all the analysts.
Oh my god! Judge, for the love of God, do not release this videotape. It serves nothing. We all know what Kraft did. We all know. Just bang him with a fine, and let's move along. Bad choice of words. Don't you know what I mean?
Please seal the videotape.
Yes, it should be sealed. This is the piece of evidence. I want the Jesse Smollett videos to come out. I do not want the Robert Kraft video to come out.
Right. We want the Jesse Smollett treatment for Robert Kraft.
Oh, no. Oh, right. No. They are playing in the control room with this.
What?
Oh, no. Oh, God.
They are playing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, please no audio on the actual video. Please no audio.
Let me
on the
just say
video,
this.
Please.
This makes me hate the idea of sex. And that's a hard thing to hate. You know, it's really a hard thing to hate. And this, now, just the thought of this. And, you know, if this tape gets released, there could be a revolution in this country.
So there is a guy who was at the spa caught on tape as well, but he was getting a legit massage, and he's suing the Jupiter Police Department because he says that he didn't engage in any sexual activity, and so he's, like, on video. And
is the video out of him?
Well, he doesn't want it to be, you know, coming in and out of it, coming in and out of there. And he doesn't want...
Wait. Doing what? What's happening?
He's being sued by a man who says he was recorded at the spot.
FBI is being sued.
No, Jupiter PD.
Oh, Jupiter PD. Okay, is being sued by a man.
Man who was there around the time of Robert Kraft, legitimately getting...
Legit.
So apparently this was a legit massage place as well as an illegit massage place.
You know, the difference between a legit and an illegit spa is placement only.
Fine line.
It's all very fine line.
Placement only.
Placement of the hands only.
Oh. But I've gotten massages. I've never. The people are not doing this at every place. This is special.
They are on Pornhub. It's not an uncommon thing in massage parlors. I mean, that's what massage parlors are.
Right.
Yeah. Mannheim Road was invented. God invented Mannheim Road to put all the man's dirty secrets in.
You drive by when it just says massage on the top and nothing else, and there's a lot of curtains in the front window.
Yeah, that's not...
But
that's,
there are some tip-offs, I agree, to the ones right that rip you off. Well, they don't really.
They're doing exactly what they winked at you that they were going to do. I mean, all right, let's say you have a sports injury, right?
Or you go to Athletico.
Or you go to therapists who are, you know, manipulating your thigh or your knee or your whatever it is, you know, to get you to, you know, to fix the problem.
Loosen up a little bit.
You go to a spa, like, you know, one of these fancy hotel spas.
Yeah.
Right? You know what you're in for there, right? Exactly. And they don't have witnesses in the room and stuff like that. All right, so I had a friend who years ago worked at the Hotel Nico when there was a Hotel Nico here.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And that was when the Japanese had money. Mm-hmm. And there was, before they had a massive economic crisis there, but they were building everything here. Remember in the 80s and 90s, it was like Japanese are going to take over everything because they got all the money in the world. So they built these beautiful hotels, they built a gorgeous hotel, and there was a lot of... there was a lot of traffic of Japanese businessmen coming in and out of the city. And this woman was a massage therapist, and she ran the health club in the massage department there.
Okay.
And she's, you know, a young, attractive, blonde lady, which apparently is extra in Japan, because blonde is a, you know, it's a coveted thing.
You know, it's funny you say that. My sister taught Japanese in Japan for 2 years, and she has long blonde hair, and kids would come up and just try to touch her hair.
Right. It's a
People
thing.
Asked to take pictures with me when I was studying abroad in China all the time.
Yeah.
It was very interesting.
Because that's where you... that right. It's like you're all of a sudden you're the mother of all dragons.
Right.
So she would give massages, and she said she hated doing it for the businessmen who were coming in from overseas, because constantly they, you know, she would be like, you know, working on their lower back or whatever, and have her back turned to like where their arm was, and her arm would like, and all of a sudden they were like going up her leg with their hands and things like that.
They were touching her back?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
and
a no-no.
Said, and, you know, and she'd have to explain to them it's not that kind of a massage. And they're like, what do you mean?
They don't speak the language.
Wait a second. It's very much like You Only Live Twice, the Bond movie. You enjoyed this, Bond-san. They're interested in you because Japanese men don't have hair on chest. You know, it's like that. It's that whole thing that goes on. There's a line in that movie, I swear to God, and I am not making this up, where famed Asian actor who played Tiger Tanaka, I can't remember his name at this moment, says, you know, in Japan, Bansan, men come first, women come second. And Sean Connery says, without missing a beat, and completely planned, I think I might move here. You know, it's like that, it's... that is exactly what that was kind of the cultural thing. So she was up against that, right?
Yeah,
every day.
And I was, when I visited my sister in Japan while she was there, she took me sightseeing one day, and I remember distinctly, and this is the only time this has ever happened. I've traveled all over the world. I've been throughout Asia and Europe, this guy came up and he took out his wallet and he started talking to my sister in Japanese. She says, "Let's get out of here. Let's get out of here." And he was basically saying how much.
Yeah.
Like just any woman on the street was somehow, this is how it went. I don't know. I don't know what to interpret from that, but it was pretty freaky.
He was asking for the Bobby K special.
Anything.
I don't understand Japanese. My sister never fully translated every word of it, but it was very clear. She was freaked out. Because it got to the point of like a transaction. And I just thought, okay, this is how it works.
And she was blonde.
Yep.
So, as Bobby K learned, that's extra.
Sniff.
Oh God.
See the, yeah.
All right, we have that line from, we have the, no. You Only Live Twice. All right.
Place yourself entirely in their hands, my dear born son. Rule number one is never do anything for yourself when someone else can do it for you.
And number two?
Rule number two, in Japan, men always come first, women come second.
Oh, I just retired to here.
There you go.
That's there it is.
Here, but same thing, yeah.
Proof.
Mm-hmm.
Proof.
There you go.
It really does seem like this video will come out, though. Remember, there was, like, questionable. Like, we really thought his lawyers could stop it. It doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. No, stop it! All right.
Oh.
Hey, Lauren, what's happening on the roadways?
Yeah, let's change the subject, shall we?
The Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN.
Can't get it out of my mind.
Well, we have so much to try to get out of our mind. We're sitting here, we're awaiting the dropping of a lot of things.
Yeah.
We are awaiting the dropping of a video out of Florida, which apparently is not going to come out today. And if it does, it should come out after 11 o'clock tonight. Of Robert Kraft, the surveillance video of Robert Kraft at the Orchids of Asia spa.
Peak Pornhub time.
Oof.
See, I just wonder, all the people who are saying that they're so grossed out and they don't want to see it, how many of those people are just going to be like, gotta see it?
Oh, I gotta see it if it comes out.
There you go, right?
Because you want to see. Because I think it's going to be very instructional for a lot of reasons for different, you know, different people have different reasons that they're going to want to see it. I'm going to want to see it for the comedy, and so that I can have fun trying to figure out how to describe it. But the other people are going to watch it because they're going to think, like, all right, next time I'm at a massage parlor, how am I going to protect myself from surveillance cameras?
It's pretty hard to do when they're FBI surveillance cameras.
Right, that's true. They could be in anything.
Yeah.
They're in the moisturizer container. Oh, God, don't squeeze it right on. No, God, oh, no. All right. And we're waiting that. And plus the Mueller report's coming out tomorrow.
And but that.
I swear to God, this is like Robert Kraft's gift back to Donald Trump. It's like, here's what I'm going to do. Donald, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to create a distraction for you. I'm going to... Winky shots of me are going to be how we're going to get away from having to talk about the Mueller report, at least for 24 hours. We'll get over it fairly quickly, I think. Like when people's minds slam shut after they've seen the thing.
Are you talking about the Mueller report or the
Kraft video.
Okay.
History will regard the Mueller report. Kraft video, I think it's gonna come and go.
Yeah. Well done.
Kim, why don't you take the news wheel here for a few minutes? Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGNN. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to be joining the radio broadcast as the White Sox game is over. White Sox losing their sweep game to Kansas City. They've been playing very well, actually, which is it's a very good sign for everybody involved. And Tim Anderson got thrown out of the game today, which is fun.
Yeah, but it was ridiculous he got thrown out. I mean, it was just classic Joe West situation behind home plate.
Classic Joe West.
Anderson hit a homer, did a little bat flip. What did he do? Like, it's a big deal. Brad Keller, the Royals pitcher, wasn't happy about it. Two innings later, he hit Anderson with a fastball. Anderson didn't charge the mound. He kind of was just jabbing with the pitcher, and they decided to throw Anderson out of the game. Ricky Renteria wasn't happy about it.
Shouldn't the pitcher be thrown out of the game for hitting
him? He was. But there was no reason Tim Anderson needed to be tossed out of that game. I mean, if you watch what happened, Anderson didn't do anything. He didn't charge. He just kind of took a step forward and kind of shook his head like, what are you doing, man? And that's classic Joe West for
The two
you.
That looked the worst were actually Ricky and Yost. They were actually pushing each other.
And Dale Swain, remember that
name? He just wanted to see Ricky pushing anybody. Ricky looks like a guy who's going to fall. He's going to break his hip.
He was at a full angle. He was leaning real hard forward. It was funny.
Well, all those guys. It was like Joe West, Rick Renteria, Yost, and Dale Swaim kind of all pushing and sort of shoving. A lot of bad baseball games.
When the old men are pushing each other, that's never a good sign.
Right. The old men at like the Little League baseball game arguing about stuff.
The dads.
It goes viral. Two dads fighting at the Little League park.
Robert Kraft has to run in between them. Hey. You think this is tough? Imagine what I got to deal with. You know what? It's fun because there's passion.
Yeah. I love that.
Hey, I didn't get to hear because I was stuck. Yeah, stuck in Phoenix, so stuck in paradise. How did the ball handover go on Monday for you, Lauren?
Oh, it was so much fun. I mean, I didn't have to do much. I didn't trip, though, so that was good. I like when not a lot is asked of me, then I can perform 100%.
There you go.
But, you know, it was
well, welcome to this show. Not much asked of any of us.
Perfect show.
Yeah. So you delivered the first pitch ball.
No,
right.
so I didn't, that's the
or
good thing,
ball.
I didn't have to throw out the first pitch.
Okay.
But after the first pitch was thrown out by Eddie Jackson, actually, I delivered the ball that the pitcher is actually going to throw to the mound.
And is that a new thing that they do? They have someone, you know,
I don't know, I never
saw a
profile person do that.
Yeah, Eddie Jackson threw the first pitch.
Okay, sorry.
Hamp was there, too.
Oh, boy. All right, so who do you hand the ball to?
I just put it on the mound for the pitcher to get eventually.
And then I saw a picture of you like on the scoreboard. You were like...
That was cool.
Yeah, awkwardly waving like, hi.
On the jumbotron. No, you look good.
They follow you out there to do that?
No, it's kind of precursor video. They have me stand there and
I see.
Wait for things to happen.
And then they put it up on the jumbotron when they announce you to the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. You know, as a lifelong Sox fan, that's got to be super cool.
Oh, it was
awesome. And I was pretty much the only one on the field at the time. I mean, there were people surrounding the field, but I was the only one on the field aside from a photographer. So that was even cooler.
That's got to be almost surreal, right? You're on the field. There's like, it's a game day. There's everything going on and you're the only one. That's pretty mm-hmm. cool.
And it was like a beautiful time of the day where the sun is pretty much all the way set, but with the lights, it's that Twilight. Kind of glowing, that blue. Mm-hmm. It was really cool.
Ah, nice.
See, it's like a dream come true.
And then they won.
And then and it was a great game. If it was a little warmer, that would be the only thing to make it a perfect night. But it was a great game.
In your memory, you will not remember the cold. You will remember all of those things. And your parents were there for it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And your dad's like a gigantic Sox fan, right?
Yep. He's the reason I'm a Sox fan.
He's like a nutty Sox fan.
Mm-hmm.
He's willing to storm the field and hit the first base coach in the head kind of Sox fan. Is he one of those guys?
I hope not.
Like a Legui. Because that's when you know. Those are true. Those are guys who are willing to go to jail for the night for the team. You know, you like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's a real real fan right there.
That's great. I mean, I'm you know, when they said you were going to do that, I thought, well, that's
super cool.
Super cool. We'll do a night out there.
We've got to.
With the team and hopefully take some fine listeners with us. Because it is a beautiful night, especially now as the weather is getting warmer.
Mm-hmm.
This week's going to be
mm-hmm.
really nice. And they're here. They're gone this weekend, right? They're here just now. And then I think they're back not for another like 10 days or something.
They are at Detroit tomorrow. I think it's just a quick...
I thought it was 4 days at Detroit. And then... Somewhere else.
Don't everybody rush to the...
I'm working on it.
Where is my newspaper?
Which is funny, I have a schedule right over here. I'm just like, it's just out
it's
of
a little
reach.
Too far. Yeah, I mean, yeah, why would you get up?
Here we go. I've come across a schedule. They're Detroit for four, then Boston, Baltimore, and then they're back home.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're on the road for the next seven.
You can all trust that I will be there for the May 4th game.
Oh, boy. May the 4th be with you.
Yes, thank you. Also with you.
Oh, God. Oh,
I
God.
Love it.
Oh, God. She really is, isn't she? They said she is a Star Wars geek.
I'm just kind of a geek of almost everything, except for not Star Trek. I guess you have to be one or the other, and I went Star Wars.
Yeah, that's true. I'm Star Wars, too. Not Star Trek at all.
Why do you have to be one or the other?
I don't know.
It's true, though.
Is it like Bears-Packers? Like, is that like a rivalry between the two?
It just seems to work that way. That's just the way it is.
I don't know if there's like a hatred for each other.
No, I think there's a mutual respect, actually. But
yeah,
it's just
I've never seen
mutually
it.
Exclusive.
I think the people who enjoy those things are emotionally incapable of hatred.
That's not a bad thing in this world.
Right.
Let's go back to that.
Right,
okay.
They're also emotionally incapable of love. They're emotionally incapable of laughing. But it's whatever. It's good. It's fine.
It's okay.
You know, as long as everybody's
what's
cool,
to hate?
Man. Mm-hmm. Everybody's cool. All right, so. Are the Sox here on May 4th? No,
yeah.
They're no.
Yeah, they yeah.
Yes,
they're
no.
Playing Boston
yes,
that night. It's a Saturday. Boston.
Oh, they are. Oh my God.
I wasn't kidding. I will be there.
Is it like Star Wars night too?
Yes, May the 4th.
And what are you going to be dressing as?
I haven't thought that far yet. What? I don't know if I'll dress as anything.
Oh, you have to.
Oh, yeah.
I might bring my Stormtrooper mask. That's a little easier.
Weren't you Darth Maul or something at some?
Yeah, but that took me an hour to paint my face. And then as you, like, drink stuff throughout the night, your mouth starts to fade, and then you look a little
yeah, drunken
stupid.
Darth Maul stumbling around Guaranteed Rate Field.
All of a sudden, you're doing a Maul minstrel show.
Oh, the best thing I did was I had my lightsaber, and I was going obnoxiously around a bar, putting it down on stools and be like, this is lightsabed. I'm lightsabing this seat.
Oh.
Yeah. A lot of people did not laugh.
Oh, my God. You are completely Big Bang Theory, aren't you?
No, I'm not actually smart.
That is, oh my God! All right, so that was all right.
Awesome.
So that's that. You know, when I think of March 4th or May 4th, I think Derby Day.
Right,
right.
Totally different for you. You get excited for other reasons.
Right. I put on my big hat.
We've seen your hat because there's an oil painting of it in your office.
And I go to the track and I walk around. And I wait for something important to happen. Then I lose everything that I've got in my pocket. I show up at the valet parking, and I go, hey, you know what? I'll have to catch you next time because I don't have any cash on me anymore.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, no, that does. Mm-hmm. That's a thing. It's going to be a good one this year. They're all good as far as I'm concerned. But there's some really interesting horses in that. We'll talk to Swami. Actually, Ron Majors will join us to give us Swami's pick coming up next week on that.
Love our visits with Ron Majors.
It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, we're getting ready. Here's what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be rejoining the radio broadcast here in about a minute. And when we do that, we are going
to
don't say anything that you've said in the last hour and 45 minutes on the web show. We at least sort of behaved ourselves during the CLTV show, but now...
I can't say rub and tug?
You can't, no.
I would say no on that.
Yeah. That was the name of my boat for many years. It was actually a tugboat. We're going to do the top five of five.
Great.
And then we also, this is kind of interesting.
Uh-huh.
It's very interesting. Uh-huh. That is National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week.
Oh.
I know, you're thinking, what does that mean? That means 911 operators.
Great.
And emergency dispatch folks. Mm-hmm. And we have one in Chicago who I've gotten to know over the years of my work with the Police Memorial Foundation, who is an absolute hoot.
Mm-hmm.
And so stories from inside the 911 center. I think you're going to want to stay tuned for this. And then News of Ruse with Andrea Darlis as we celebrate Andrea, who is staying with WGN to do the reporters.
She is.
Once a week or thereabouts. But she is leaving the rest of her duties in the newsroom and other places. So it's a little bit of a celebration of Andrea Darlis.
It is.
On News of Ruse in the 6 o'clock hour as well. So it's a very action-packed hour and 15 minutes left of this radio program.
Yeah, it'll be nice to talk to Andrea about her new opportunity, and she's been here so long, it's cool that she's staying around to do her reporter's show, because that's an awesome show. I mean, no one says no to Andrea. She gets everybody. Everybody in town says, like, they just respect her, so they come on.
That is true.
Have you noticed? I have, absolutely. The people from all the print people, the broadcast people, everybody shows up for that. It's a fun show. Because it's kind of like the stories behind the stories. Reporters, report something every night, but then there's the story about how you got it and how you got where you are. And
isn't she a Robert Kraft, though?
Oh, God. What is wrong with you?
I want you
to grow up. You have 2 minutes to grow up,
young
man. That's
why I got it in now, because I know we're about to join the
Get your giggles out.
Right.
Time to get your sillies out, right, as they say in preschool.
Right. This is like Easter when the grandparents show up in the house. All right, now everybody's gonna act right here.
All right.
It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN and then WGN everywhere. If you are listening on the web during this moment, thank you. And notice how we're behaving in a very different
way.
We're
very professional now. Wasn't all that totally professional earlier, but it was fun.
So if you're listening to a Sox game and you're like, well, this is, this is out of hand or this is in hand or whatever it happens to be, and you want to check out what we're doing. We're doing a very different show than we normally do.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, Ro. I think that was strike one right there. I caught that, mister.
What we're going to do here is we're going to rush through the top five of five. We kept the top five of five till you guys all came over here.
Yeah,
so there
that was
you go.
Cool how you did that.
So watch this. We're going to take care of this right here, right now.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Oh, no. Peter Buttigieg. Did I get that right?
I was trying to pronounce it all day yesterday and totally lost it.
Don't,
you got it.
Don't think about the spelling of it.
Because it says butt in there.
Yeah. Pete Buttigieg wants to be president of the United States. He's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And he was at a campaign rally in Iowa. And, well, people don't like the fact that he was going after Mike Pence, right? For saying that Mike Pence wasn't acting in a biblical way, wasn't, his philosophy about life as an anti-Christian or not in keeping with Christian morals and values.
Yeah.
And so the people from Randall Terry's group, who are always, very lovely, and even though they're Christian in name, really don't really behave like that. They want to get even with the Buttigieger.
Our marriage exists by the grace of a single vote on the U.S. Supreme Court.
And on this 10th anniversary of Iowa breaking some ground in that regard, I would like to say thank you. Yeah, we got it. Promise you, we got it. Remember the beauty of our democracy. Everyone here gets the exact same voice and vote.
He was great at just dealing with sort of the anti-gay rhetoric there. He just, you know, didn't faze him. He just sort of said something, you know, just unflappable, moved on kind of thing. It was...
You know those repentance people out there that he sent out there. They're just... Or, you know, or could it be Buttigieg's people to see, you know, to... I don't trust any of the people who scream things at rallies because they're all paid to be there.
I think you betray your baptism, your holy baptism.
Overacting, maybe? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, right, exactly. And scene. All right, checking in at...
Number four.
A day before the Justice Department was expected to unveil a redacted version of the special counsel's report on the Russian election interference. I'm reading this from a prepared statement.
Mm-hmm.
The president's daughter and top advisor, Ivanka Trump, told the AP that she's not worried.
I knew that there was no collusion. I knew that there was no obstruction. And this was affirmed in the Mueller report and Attorney General Barr's subsequent summary. So I have no cause to be concerned. I never did.
No worries at all about what might be coming up?
No, I was asked this question weeks before the report was handed over to the Attorney General. And I said I was not worried because I had knowledge of what had transpired during the course of the campaign.
That would make me worried. If I knew that my husband was in it, not my husband, you know what I mean? If Ivanka's husband was in that meeting with the Russians, I would have been a little worried about that. I knew what transpired. It's all fine. How did she know it was in the report? Did you hear? Did you catch that little piece where she goes, I knew what was in the report, and I knew it was... And she did not know what was in the report.
I thought she was saying she knew what happened during the campaign, so she wasn't worried, but yeah.
With everybody?
Yeah, right. How could you have your eyes on everybody?
Yeah. I mean, maybe she's okay. She seems like smart enough not to fall into that.
Kind of know the traps when she sees them.
Yeah. Checking in at...
Number three.
Madonna today dropped Medellin, the first single from her forthcoming album, Madam X. It's a collaboration with Colombian singer Maluma and is named after the country's city of Medellin, of course. That was Pablo Escobar's hometown.
Oh. I took a pill and had a dream.
Yo también.
I went back to my 17th year. Allowed myself to be naive.
Dime.
To be someone I've never been.
Me encanta.
I took a sip and had a dream.
Now, what's interesting there is she's clearly... I mean, obviously, they're working a little auto-tune there for her.
Yeah, doesn't sound like her.
But she is trying to technically sound more like Ariana Grande there.
Hmm.
Right? Some of the younger acts that have that multiple vocal range inside the note. They range the note.
I think Madonna's best when she's got her dance music. Just kind of, it's fun, it's, you know, it's just... That isn't quite danceable, is it?
No, especially an ode to a drug dealer. I don't think so.
No.
All right, Eric.
Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Beyonce Homecoming 2018. Coachella, you ready?
This is actually pretty cool. Did you see the trailer for this?
I have not. I saw it trending, but I need to check it out.
Homecoming. This is a Beyonce's concert video. There's an album and a video that has just dropped from her performance at Coachella last year.
Mm.
And it is visually stunning.
Yeah.
I saw her at Soldier Field with her husband. I forget his name now.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
And it was so funny. When Jay-Z was on stage, everybody's like, get Beyonce back!
Right. She's an amazing performer.
Oh, my God. She is amazing.
Captivating.
Yeah. And this is really
cool
video.
She puts
on a show. Richard Roper will give a review tomorrow of this. She also released, this album featuring a new track, Before I Let Go, remake of the 1981 Frankie Beverly and Maze song.
You know there's nothing...
She's making it her own, dog. Hey, I just remember those. Remember when they first got married?
Yeah.
And he did that deal with Heineken. I mean, he's a great business guy, and I know he's one of the you know, grandfathers of hip hop. Very important figure in hip hop. I understand all that, and I actually do. And he did make an actual lyric, which I thought was something.
It's kind of like when Michael Jackson did "Chum On," same sort of thing.
Yeah. Which generally is the sound I make right before I get sick.
Might be on the Robert Kraft video.
Oh, God. The reality here is that they did that commercial, and he's like, he's sitting in his couch, like in the big, beautiful living room. He's like, "Baby, go get me a beer."
I don't remember that
part. And she does. She brings
a
Heineken to him. Yes. And I'm like, oh, hell no.
Right.
Especially after Yellow and that whole thing.
Especially Queen Bee.
Yeah. It's more like, go get me a beer.
The Beehive would not be happy about that.
No, they would not.
Number one.
Did you know, Jimmy Kimmel talked about this. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un holding a summit in Russia next week.
Vladimir Putin and Kim Jong-un are holding a summit in Russia next week. All of Trump's BFFs are hanging out without him. This will be the first meeting between Putin and Kim Jong-un. I guess Kim finally realized if he wants to make a deal with America, he has to go to the top. But this was obviously a shock to the president to be left out of a summit like that. They say he was locked in his office all day listening to Adele.
All right. Stand by here.
The top five at five.
Brocon Show with Anna DeLantis right here on 720 WGN. We have to behave ourselves now because we were in very, I think everybody would agree it was very bad behavior when we were doing the web show during the White Sox game.
It was a little loose. I think people felt uninhibited, and we were talking about Robert Kraft.
But he's rubbing off on us.
Oh, my God. I want everybody here to behave because we have a guest in the studio. We have someone, you know, it's like, you know, when your parents have somebody important to them that comes over and you want the kids to behave.
Right. So usually you have a shouting match with the kids right before they shut up.
Right when they're all right, everybody, cut it out. She's here. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. All right. Amy Lovell is with us. She is an award-winning Chicago police dispatcher. And there are awards for these things because this is literally a life and death situation. Here's somebody who saves lives every day or night that she is working as a police dispatcher. And what are we doing when we're talking into a radio microphone? We're acting like total jerks. That's what we're doing. And kind of an interesting thing. I did not even realize that there is such a thing as a 911 Education Month. National Public Safety Telecommunications Week is going on. And that's a way for the industry to obviously honor its own, but also let people know about the, you know, the really hard work of what you guys do on the other end of the phone when people are really having a problem. Or, most importantly, if you're a scannerhead like I can be from time to time, to hear how you guys are dispatching the responding police officers to whatever scene. And it is crazy because they depend on you.
Yes, they do. Absolutely. I like to think that we at 911, call takers, dispatchers alike, are the lifeline for our police, fire, all our first responders, paramedics. We work close hand in hand, all on one team together.
So how does that work? All right, so like when you call 911, and you know, luckily I haven't had to do it a lot, but when I have done it, you know, especially in a really tough situation, the person taking the phone call seems very calm. You're like, you know, stop talking to me, send the police. But you guys are already doing that, right? How does that work?
So when you call 911, our calls are routed, our room is divided between police and fire, all calls get routed through the police 911 call taker. And then if fire is needed, they then transfer to fire and police stay on the line, because sometimes it's a police slash fire matter, and they work the call together then. At that point, the call takers are making tickets to be sent for dispatch, whether it be fire or police. And then the dispatchers are then dispatching.
And you do that through computer, or you're doing
It's all through computer-aided dispatch, our CAD system. Luckily, knock on wood, it is a very fine CAD system. Does not go out down very often, because that's...
That would be bad.
That would be bad. But we're pretty darn lucky. We got a great computer team, and they keep it up and running all the time. So
you are on the front lines, because you think about all the things that happen in this city in any given day, and trying to just differentiate what needs what now, where do you go, and it, just dealing with people who are in really tense situations and upset and not able to articulate. And it's, I mean, the calm you show under pressure, I know that you are the one that you're a go-to in terms of when there's a major event here, there's a marathon or there's the Taste of Chicago or something like that, they want you to be in charge of that system. I mean, obviously, you figured a thing or two out. How do you do that?
Well, thank you very much, Anna. You know, sometimes our calls, people, citizens have a variety of reasons they call. Sometimes they need help with, let's say, like a landlord-tenant dispute. And that is not so...
No.
We could transfer this through 311 to our landlord-tenant city services. And sometimes people are calling...
Wait, 311 handles that?
Well... I mean, if there's...
That's why we have 311.
We're lucky. Yeah, but landlord and tenants, I mean, sometimes this is some crazy stuff.
If there's a landlord-tenant problem on the scene, but you know, maybe they might have questions about...
Oh, I hate my landlord.
Right.
Kind of like, I need a renter agreement question type thing that would go to 311. Will handle
what if my dog... What if
you're arguing with your tenant, Ro. I mean, we're going to send the police to take care of you.
Well, that
can
get ugly with Ro.
You don't want that. I'm the tenant.
No.
But it's like sometimes, like, there will be a, you think you have a non-emergency, right? And you've got something like on the street, and you want to say, well, there's something, there's like a pothole or something, or what? There's something. I've called 311 before. They go, call 911, would you? And
really?
I'm always wondering why 311. What's the, what cuts off 311 versus 911?
I will tell you. The main difference is anything that you need to see the police for on the scene is 911.
Or fire, obviously.
Or fire, yes, correct. Yeah. Anything you don't really need to see the police for, you can go through 311 or even our alternate response section where they can do paper reporting over the phone for things that are non-emergency. But even if you need a parker...
Like you got rats in the alley, you call 311.
Rats in the alley, 311. If you have a parker, though... 311 cannot write a parker for you. An officer has to go out and write a parker.
A parking ticket.
You know, if there's someone in your handicap spot, let's say, unfortunately, someone does that. Whenever you need an officer on the scene, you need to call 911. And then there's different degrees of importance, obviously. Domestic, person, shot, things of that nature, of course, get highest priority. But anything that sends the police, 911, not send the police, 311.
Yeah. Having covered emergencies were a large part of my reporting career.
Of course.
I often heard that people would know that you weren't going to come quickly unless they elevated the status of what was happening. So if they had a car that was gone or something like that, that they might sort of, you know, add some details to make you guys act quicker. I mean, what do you
do? We're pretty trained. We have a pretty extensive training section, and we are kind of trained to differentiate between...
BS detector.
Kind of, yes, I'd say that, Ro. We can kind of determine... what exactly, how high
and years of experience
are.
Of it, yeah. So you can tell, because people are archetypes. They, you know, they think they're getting sneaky and they're tricking you, but you've seen it 100 times.
But sometimes you get tricked. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, how'd you get tricked once?
Well, not that long ago, I was tricked for a long time. This poor guy, I thought he really needed service, and he was already in the rehab system, and I was on the phone with him, but. I was on the phone a long time, but
so in terms of that, like when you have somebody who is a victim, and you keep them on the phone until police arrive, right? You want to keep them.
It depends upon the situation. If let's say you have a home invasion and someone's scared, locked in the closet, you would want to try to keep them on the phone. Which right now we have a new technology that got rolled out, Smart 911. Have you guys heard of it?
No. Help us.
Well.
That's what you're here for.
Help us help you. That's exactly what it is. So Smart 911 rolled out in the city of Chicago about 6 months ago. And what it is, you can go online. There's an app. You can fill out a profile. And the profile can be quite extensive. You can put in, like, for instance, I made my mom do one. She's, you know, she's my mom. Right. So I made her put in there all her medications that she's on and things like that. So that...
How many people in the house and things like that so that
pets,
they know?
Pets.
Right, for fire. Right.
Her vehicle information. Because here's a nice thing about Smart 911. Hmm. It's for your landline and your cell phone. So it doesn't go with the person. It goes with the telephone number. So let's say you travel downstate to see family for the holidays. If that jurisdiction has Smart 911, all your information travels with you.
How important is that? That's really good. So I'm signing up.
It is. It's a great program. If you have, here's another great example. If you have, unfortunate domestic, or like I was talking about home invasion, people can't talk. They have to start whispering because they're afraid the offender's going to get them.
Yeah.
There's a chat feature. So we at 911 can actually text with them, and they can text us back.
What an amazing thing.
So this, people don't know about it, and people think that it's an invasion of privacy. It's really not. It's, well, it's great technology.
Right?
You opt in.
Yeah.
But everyone should be opting in because the technology, let's face it, more than 80% of our calls a day are from cell phone users.
Right.
And another thing, you can put your car information, your plate information. If you're a victim of a carjacking or a car theft, you are so heightened and so the adrenaline's running because you've just lost your car, you can't remember your plate. We can't do anything without that. Oh. So now, Smart 911, there's your plate.
You know, I'm going to fill that out.
Absolutely.
So how do you do that? Where do you go for that?
Smart911.com, Chicago, smart911.com.
Chicago.
Yes.
Smart. Okay.
And there's a password. And there is a privacy, a secure privacy. Unless you call us, we can't access your information.
Do you sell our information like Facebook?
No, not at all. After, if you never call and never use, I can't ever even look you up, Anna. Like, we're just,
hey, you can't out there. Well, that's not 100% true, I found. How have you ever? I mean, I'm sure you have, but the people like home invasion things. How often does that happen?
It happens.
Is your adrenaline rolling in a moment like that?
I think after when you do this job for so long, there is a little something in the pit of your stomach that kind of gets rolling.
Yeah,
and if it doesn't roll with you, then you probably are in the wrong profession because it means you're human.
Right.
But it's a matter of how you handle it. And I think when you do it for so long, you're just calm enough and you stay with them. But you will stay on the line with them until the police get there because you want to protect them and help them.
Sure.
I would say home invasion, not as often, let's say, as a domestic situation where the texting would really come in handy because they're afraid of their attacker at the time.
Right.
So...
Right. I've always wondered about that, because if you truly are in danger of immediate threat from somebody who's there or close by, how do you call 911? And this is a perfect answer to that kind of an emergency.
And just a short few years ago, we had a little link that we could do, like press 1 for yes, press 2 for no, and we could ask yes or no questions to someone in a home invasion. But now Smart 911's here, and it's this great technology, and we have this total chat conversation and can get so much more information. And not only that, but for officer safety, the person can say a full description of what the guy is as maybe he runs out the house, and as the police roll up, they catch the bad guy, because that's what we're here to do.
Smart 911 sounds like a very good idea, unless you're a bank robber. It's probably the wrong thing if that's your profession.
Probably correct.
Or a carjacker or something. Then maybe you wouldn't want to do it. But if you're a law-abiding citizen, you want to protect yourself or your family, it's probably a very, very, very good idea.
It is.
What is, in terms of the things that happen, I noticed this when, you know, when I used to have to listen to a scanner for a job, and sometimes every, like on a Saturday night, there is nothing more exciting than on a Saturday night downtown, listen to the scanner, all the stupidity that happens on Hubbard Street. It's constantly people fighting over parking spaces, and somebody stole somebody's wallet. The next thing you know, we got somebody who's tinkling in somebody else's drink in a bar. And it's crazy crap. Gee. So the thing is that, but what I do notice is that there are so many dispatches, calls for service for things that aren't happening, or they can't find the person anymore. They're no longer there, and it's so much a waste of resource for people to be going and trying to find something that isn't there. People are not really cooperating, and I think that's if you want to get to the root of solving the crime problem in Chicago, it's about citizens cooperating and people sort of understanding the rules of how to engage law enforcement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And with as cell phone technology came into play, our call volume skyrocketed. Chicago takes about 4.3 million calls a year.
Wow.
Today at roll call this morning, we honored one of my coworkers.
Oh, wow.
She took 23,000 calls in the year 2018. 23,000.
Think about that.
One person. I couldn't do it. I mean, amazing. I was so proud this morning. But you're right. So many different resources are sent all over. But people with cell phones, they say, oh, it's over now. And we also, there's a certain legality for us. We can't cancel a call.
Right. Once you've been called, you got to go.
Once you call, we got to go.
Yeah.
And that's what brings us to another part is there's also prank calls. We get a lot of calls that are just prank calls. Sometimes people are lonely, but sometimes people just, and they waste 911 resources
it's
as well as the resources on the street, fire, and police.
I just got a text from a police officer. In my many years, dispatchers have saved my many times. When you don't answer, they send help to your last location.
That is correct. And we take officer safety as our number one priority. Police and fire safety, number one priority, or regard above and beyond anything else. I mean, of course, a citizen's safety as well. Don't get me wrong. But on the radio, when there's something like that, definitely...
You need to
it doesn't matter what's going on. Everything stops for the officers.
It is interesting, too, because the stuff that they know going in to a situation based on you know what they're seeing pop up on their screen, too, is pretty fascinating. And I will often hear, or over the years I've heard, when somebody's gone in into a situation, the dispatchers are constantly talking back and forth to them, making sure that they're okay as they're going through that situation. Mm-hmm. You know, like, so if they haven't heard from them in a while, because it's all on your board, right? It's on your screen in front of you.
Yeah, if I
like
haven't heard from them and it's a hot situation, I'm getting nervous.
Yeah.
Well, I want to hear from them.
It's amazing.
A little
stuff.
Something. I mean, I don't want to deter from what they're doing. I mean, they're fighting a good fight, but I need a little something to make sure. They don't need extra help to fight that fight.
It's amazing.
And Chicago OEMC, Office of Emergency Management Communications, is one of the best in the world and amazing. The facility alone is startling when you see it. It's got, and what the technology that is now available, and again, the one speech I make to everybody about this in terms of solving the problem is to get the community members, people who are impacted by this, to stand up. And to say and to cooperate with the, especially if you're calling 911 for an emergency, cooperate with them and then cooperate with the responding police.
Yes.
Not like just stop this guy because I need to stop him right now and I'll go away.
Right.
Which doesn't make it go away. No. Although I don't know currently with the state's attorney's office, I don't know if that's true. No comment from you, ma'am.
We don't need to hear it.
Yes, no comment. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate
thank
it. Congratulations,
you. Thanks for all
Amy
you do.
Lovell.
Well, thank you for having me, both of you, and sign up for Smart 911.
I just did.
Oh, great.
Great took job. You that just that short?
It was a couple
look
minutes.
How fast
it actually auto-populated because I use this computer all the time, so it just put the address in, phone number. And
there you go. Your, see how easy
how,
it is?
How do you want to get alerts?
I got to decide which
message.
Computer I want to use to do that. Oh, my God. All right, Amy, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Let's check in now with Lauren. What's going on the road?
And now, the Rokan Show presents News or Ruse, a true game of true wit and skill. And now, here's your master of ceremonies, Rokan.
Thank you, Mr. Duffy. All right, here we go. It is News or Ruse, and Andrea Darlis is playing News or Ruse with us. And Andrea Darlis, you may know her and love her from her work at WGN Radio and WGN TV.
Yes.
And as we were just all reading in the newspapers, and in the, well, it's actually not, well, I guess it's a newspaper too, Mr. Robert Feeder's column, that you're staying with WGN Radio for the reporters.
Yes.
And for WGN TV for your work on the weekend shows there.
Yes.
And you are also going to be lending your services to the University of Illinois.
Yes, that's going to be my new Monday through Friday job, full-time, and I'm going to be the Senior Director for Constituent Engagement. It's a fancy title. Thank you.
I don't know what the
thank
hell that
you.
Means.
I'm going to carry
let's see those business cards.
I know. I'm going to wrap around to the backside of it.
I know her.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I'm a U of I alum. I have always been actively involved with the school on their media board and their alumni board, so yeah. I'm going to go do some work for them now.
All right.
Congratulations. What a cool opportunity.
Thank you. And to make it come full circle, I'm doing my final newscast with both of you on Friday afternoon.
Oh, you'll have to drink in the Knarble wagon with
us. I know. I actually will. I'll wait till after the last cast.
Don't worry. I'll already be poop-faced by the time we get to that.
Yes.
And this is... this and you're playing News or Ruse, which is a lifelong dream.
No, I'm not kidding you. I have... Ask Jeff Carlin, your producer, how many times every week I'm like, can I play this week? Can I play this week? Can I play this week? And he dragged it out and he said, maybe soon. I said, well, I'm leaving Friday. He said, no way. So I had to leave WGN Radio full time to play News or Ruse on your
show.
He
says that you asked 302 times before you were allowed to come on.
It's about right.
Yeah. It's a very coveted situation. I mean, I could see that.
I know. And I just kept getting passed over. And then finally, when they said John Williams, I went, all right, now hold on.
I've been here
21 years.
That's a good point. Yeah. All right, hold on one second here. Here we go. Chris is playing with Kim. Mike is playing with Lauren. And Voya is playing with Andrea. And let's, Chris, you there?
I'm here.
All right, we're going to start with you and Kim. Here is your headline. 3-year-old boy repeatedly entered the wrong password, locking his dad's iPad until the year 2667.
Oh, I totally believe that's news. Kids can
2667?
2067.
2067.
Yeah, I made a little mistake there, but
okay,
yes.
News, I guess. Is that what you think?
I think news.
Okay.
All right.
Kids will screw it up if they get on top your tablet or anything.
How come Apple not be able to fix that? I don't know what that's all about.
My sister's kid ordered like $600 on Apple once of stuff he wanted.
I've done that.
The games and everything.
You're not supposed to do that. All right. Go ahead, Mike and Lauren. Here you go. Mike, hold on. Mike, you there?
I'm right here. Yep.
Mike and Lauren, here is the headline. Winter is coming. Game of Thrones babies are a thing, and they're more pervasive than you think.
Lauren, I need your help.
All right. Sadly, I think this could be true because I think, for a lot of reasons, I'm just going to put it that way, but I also think this one might be false. So, I don't know, Mike. I think
oh, for God's sake. You cannot do that. I think both. Give them some help. Yes
true.
Or no?
True.
You know, true. News. And that would be
oh.
Although, I got to say that, and I don't, spoiler alert from last season, but when Jon Snow and the Mother of All Dragons, you know, got busy.
Yeah.
That was quite a moment. I could see some baby making right about that.
And you just made fun of me for saying that. Yeah, I think it could be true, but I think it's false.
But that was a good moment. But the problem with that is that those children, because that was so long ago, those children are now 30 years old.
That's right. We had to wait so long.
All right. So let's go to Voya and Andrea. Voya and Andrea, here is your headline. Facebook to use artificial intelligence to stop telling users to say hi to dear friends.
Oh, Voya, what do you think?
Dead friends. Wait, hold on. I'm having trouble here. First day back.
AI just invented a whole new game, so I have a feeling it could possibly say that.
See, I'm thinking it's a big ruse, but we'll go with whatever
this
you
is
want.
Dead friends. They don't want you to say hi to dead friends.
But, right. You know what? No, you've been wanting to play this game, and honestly, I'm just so excited. So we can go with your answer.
Oh, thanks,
and what are you saying?
I'm saying it's a ruse.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going with you, too.
This is why it took 303 requests to actually get on this game.
Wait, that means I lost?
Yeah, that means you lost. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Voya. We'll go with you for the next time, I promise.
All right, Chris and Kim.
That's okay.
Chris and Kim, here's your headline. Canadian man who accidentally stole car 21 years ago searching for vehicle's owner.
Oh, no.
Oh, see, the Canadians are so nice.
Yeah.
Even the ones that aren't nice.
I'm feeling news, Chris. What do you think?
You think news, huh?
I do think news.
Okay. News.
You got it.
Wow, how about that?
Well played.
Commanding lead. Mike and Lauren, you got to get this one right. Don't anybody freak out.
We will get this one right.
All right. Forcing a smile for customers linked with more drinking after work. American Association for Advancement of Science says, forcing a smile for customers linked with more drinking after work.
Mike, I'm pretty sure I've read this story. I believe it's news.
I'll go with that. News.
Wow. We just stay alive.
Sure. Shared on all the journalists' Facebook pages.
It is a necessity. Voya and Andrea, here you
all
guys
right,
go.
Voya. We're ready.
Cadbury Heinz team up to create cream egg flavored mayonnaise.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right, Voya, you call it because I blew the last one.
I think this is rude. I don't think they should come out with that flavor, but maybe. Who knows? I'm going to go with rude.
All right, I think news, but we'll go with you because I lost the last one.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. You guys. guys.
You guys are out of it. You're out of it already.
How is that possible?
You waited years to be on this. Waited 4 years to be on this show, and now look what happened.
All right. I'm gonna get the next one. I promise.
No, there is no next one for you. Runner's up. The good news is Voya is getting a Never Measure, easily center and level and hang your. This is the best gift you can possibly get, Voya. That's the one thing I want to let you know.
Yeah.
Eliminate the. You don't have to do measuring tape or figure out fractions. And veteran owned and made in the USA. Get yours at nevermeasure.com. And the winners get a month-long membership at Row House Old Town, a boutique fitness rowing situation there.
No relation?
No.
That's fun. I did that last weekend.
Grand opening weekend is April 26th through the 28th. The first 100 get 10% off memberships. Book a class at rowhouse.com or 312-819-2333. And a $50 gift certificate from Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Check out The Edge, their state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom in Broadview, now also open in Orland Park. We'll come back to News or Ruse to crown a winner coming up. But first, Lauren, what's happening on the roadways? All right, we're back with News or Ruse. And Andrea Darlis was playing with us on her last, one of her last official acts here as a full-time WGNer. She's still going to be hosting the reporters here every week or every other week,
depending on. Yeah, baseball preempts us, so we'll be May 6th, May 14th, and then no show till June.
Oh. I was not aware that baseball was doing any kind of preemption around here. I had no idea.
But by the way, I will be available for News or Ruse should you need me.
For a follow-up to this.
Those coming dates.
Washed out in the first round. You didn't even make it to the second round.
I don't want to blame Voya, but it was kind of her fault. And I don't want to blame Kim for cheating, but...
I did not go to the Judy Pilak School of News or Ruse. I am on the up and up here.
And Lauren has beginner's luck. So.
All right, let's crown a winner, shall we? All right,
let's
here we go.
It.
Mike and Lauren, this is the Orion Samuelson round. You have to get this right to stay in it. Otherwise, Chris and Kim don't have to do a darn thing. Here you go, Mike and Lauren. Here's your headline.
All right. Fish in Bristol Lake to be euthanized to deter fishing.
I think this is a ruse.
That is fish in Bristol Lake to be euthanized to deter fishing.
That just seems so silly. I kind of think ruse. What do you think?
It has to be a ruse. Ruse.
No, shortest totally wrong. Ruse ever.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Every other true story I had heard, except for that one.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, I'm trying to... Man, sorry, Mike.
That's okay. Thanks, Lauren.
Chris is very happy right now. Chris, congratulations.
You guys just ran away with it.
Sorry about that, Mike.
Oh, wow.
Terribly sorry.
All right, there's going to be a fight here between these two. All right, hold on a second. Let me tell everybody what they've won, and we can continue on with the hilarity here. The winner, of course, is Mike, or is Chris, and he gets a month-long membership to Row House Old Town, a boutique fitness rowing studio. Grand opening weekend is April 26th through the 28th. First 100 get 10% off memberships. Book a class at rowhouse.com or 312-819-2333, plus a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Check out The Edge, their state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom in Broadview, and now also open in Orland Park. And, of course, our runners-up getting Never Measure, best product ever.
I know, you love that.
If you want to hang wall decorations, you know, whatever you got to do. You want to put pictures up, paintings, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
You want to center stuff while you're doing construction work.
Right.
This thing is, like, amazing. It's 21st century. You just put it up there, it tells you exactly where everything is.
Love that.
It almost knows too much about your house, I'll be honest with you. It is veteran-owned and made in the USA. Get yours at nevermeasure.com. All right. Andrea, congratulations on that. It was an ignominious first attempt.
No, I had fun. I'm glad I'm here.
It was an honor to be nominated. Is that what you're about to say?
It is an honor to be nominated. By the way, you have great hair. I've never been just like stared at you in your hair this for this long
period
of time.
Thank you very much.
He uses a special product for it, so he sort of poofs it. Right?
Really?
I'm going to guess.
Andrea, were you at the airport the other day?
No.
Oh, sounds like someone Ro was talking about earlier.
Oh, okay. No.
I did. I have.
He had an admirer as he was getting on the plane.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you
did. Yeah. Some great hair. I got that. Well, what's Joe Donlan said that if he had my hair, he'd be at the network by now. Yeah. That's what
I'm like, but Joe Donlan's got great hair.
He does have great hair. He's got that that chisel right look too. Yeah.
It's all downhill once you get south of the hair. Right. But it is. It's my moneymaker.
And no, I'm not trying to suck up, so I can play News or Roos again.
Yes, sounded a little like that.
That'll just come naturally.
God, you have great hair.
Yeah. Sorry, I lost.
Hey, by the way, who's doing News or Roos next week?
Yeah.
By the way,
yeah,
I'll be with you guys.
Not you. No, it's going to take another 302 weeks before you're allowed
next
on News and Rose. Yeah,
it'll be my 1 year anniversary.
Six years from now.
Just keep asking, okay? Yeah. It'll happen for you.
Will do.
All right.
All right.
It was good to see you, Andrea. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
We got, it says Andrea Darla is coming up for the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at WGN Radio. Is that true?
Yeah, I am. We're going to be talking about the Aurora Police releasing surveillance video from that Pratt shooting. Very telling video today.